tuned in, you're now tuned in, oh, tuned in, you're now tuned in, oh, tuned in, you're now tuned in, oh, you're now tuned in, Air It Out Radio, look, you're now tuned in to Air It Out Radio, got the internet popping, but you don't really hear me though, where they play the hottest artists live in Philly though. And they live on the net, so you don't need a stereo. Tune in every Monday night from 10 to 1. Call them and give a shout out, tell them where you from. And the buzz crazy, oh wait, I'm talking tons. All these other stations whack, it's no comparison. We need to change it down because they got it on. Keep the headbangers flowing, Niagara Falls. Fire chicks, she speaks facts, she keep it wrong. Other stations can't see it, Ray John. All we do is just grind, that's the reason we shine. And all up in the line, waiting long enough is our time. Finally at the top we climb, and they play your trap. But if they say it's whack, then you officially just been smacked, smacked. You're now tuned in, you're now tuned in, oh, tuned in.
I'm back. It's been a long time, I know. I'm probably going to get cussed out somewhere along the line tonight. But anyway, it's cool. I guess I deserve that. So anyway, what's up, everybody? Again, Air It Out Radio. I'm Metric Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Yes, I have upgraded it finally, okay? You can listen from the website, from your phone. Finally, right? I know. I had to get kicked in the head a couple times by everybody, so we're upgraded, all right? So you can always tune in from, of course, the number here and also the website, all right? So I know everybody's like, why do you have a new number, Fire? What's going on? Well, being as though I have been off for so long, they gave me a new number, so I thought that was my number for life, but it wasn't. So I don't know. I'm still in, you know, transition of maybe keeping this one or whatever the case is, but I don't know. We're going to see. So, I know I'm probably going to fuck it up by the end of the night or whatever the case is, but I'm going to try to keep it because I don't know it offhand, so it's still fresh to me. So, if you need to, you know, if you're listening from the website, that's good. Or, you know, the computer, whatever, you can always tune in at 323-642-1470. I got to get that, you know, the momentum going for that. But anyway, I'm just so excited to be back. So I might ramble a little bit because it's been a while. And, you know, of course I want y'all to hear my sexy voice, you know. You know. But anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to the newbies, the old heads that's on the line. Especially the newbies. I got a lot of love today from everybody on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. So shout out to them. I just want y'all to know that y'all have to be patient on the line. You know, it's a lot of calls. Plus, we got Ray Dalton coming up tonight. We're going to see what's going on with him, get all up in his business. And, you know, it's going to be a lovely night. I'm just super excited to be back. It's been like 7 months since I've been on. So, you know, I know it's going to be a lot of calls and a lot of, you know, cussing out tonight. All right, y'all can Facebook, Twitter me, YouTube, Instagram, all that good stuff at Air It Out Radio and Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end. Get my name right, okay? All right, y'all can tweet during the show. I'll try to, you know, hit back as much as I can, you know, doing all the things that I do during the show. All right, so I'm always open for that. You know, try to be nice, you know. It's a hate-free zone. We don't hate on each other. It's all love here. So try to keep it nice. You know, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, try to keep it to yourself. You know, you got to remember, you got to come up too, you know, here. All right? So make sure y'all pressing 1 for the new people that are tuning in and that want to talk. So make sure you press 1 if you want to talk. Only if you want to talk. If you want to just chill and listen to the show, that's cool. You know, ain't nothing wrong with chilling. All right? So like I said, I got Ray Dalton coming up. And we're going to find out what's up with him. Make sure y'all show him some love on Twitter, all right? And if you don't know what his Twitter is, I'm going to retweet it sometime during the show, or if you can look back on my page somewhere on Twitter, you can definitely find it there. I know it's Ray Dalton Music, okay? I'm sorry, I know I got the Jersey accent going on, so make sure y'all follow him and show him some love and let him know that, you know, we're supporting him. Whatever the case is, all right? I'm going to try to move everybody along a little bit faster because I've been listening to a lot of my previous shows and everybody just be drawing. So we're going to try to speed the show up because they be complaining about it. I let everybody talk too long. So, you know, I'm going to try to speed everything up a little bit. So make sure y'all get y'all stuff together, what y'all going to say, all your Facebook, Twitters, and social networks, and, you know, all your promotions and stuff. Make sure y'all have that on deck and ready to go, okay? Make sure y'all follow Twitter, follow Scribbles, all right? My mascot is only 1 Scribbles, all right? Show him some love on his page. His page is a little weak right now. We gotta show him some love. All right, so I know everybody's been asking me about the tour, the Air It Out tour, the Air It Out Villa tour. Probably going to do that, but it won't be a little bit later on, you know, throughout the summer or whatever. So we're going to work on that. Also, too, I got 2 tickets for Essence Festival coming up. I'm going to let y'all probably know that sometime next week on the show. It's going to be a free flight. And like I said, the free flight and free ticket, I don't know if y'all been paying attention to my social networks or whatever, but it's a free flight and it's a free, you know, trip to go there, except for the hotel stay and your food. That's all on you, you know what I mean? Okay, but 2 tickets, you can go. You and your partner or your girl, whoever, and y'all can go out there and chill and see what it is to be at the Essence Festival. All right? I got so many things coming up. I don't want to get all into details about them right now, but definitely, I will be letting y'all know more as time goes on. I know it's fresh on the show, and I want to get to everybody to cause their bananas right now. I'm looking at the lines. Okay, so anyway, shout out to Tiffany's Bakery. They are my new sponsor right now. I'm giving away a free cake over there up to $100. I know Tiffany has been generous enough to work with me on that. So that's at the gallery. All y'all got to do is just go and sign up. It's really simple. You don't have to do anything else. Just go sign up. Slip your thing in the slot and be out, you know, or you can buy something or whatever the case is. But shout out to Tiffany's for working with me. And I also have something coming up with TGIF Fridays. And Air It Out Radio will be on Channel 17 next month. So I'm super happy about that. I'll let y'all know more details as time goes on. I don't want to spoil the moment, and I don't like jinxing myself. So I'm going to talk briefly about it, and I'm going to keep it moving. All right, if you want to email me some tracks, make sure you send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. I stopped downloading on Thursday night at 5 o'clock. All right, make sure it's MP3, titled, and all that good stuff. I'm not going to do this anymore, so I just want y'all to know because some of y'all just got in, but I don't want to, you know, start doing that. So that's the deadline. It's Thursday at 5, okay? So try to be consistent with that. And somebody does have to call in to get the track played, all right? So shout out to everybody that's tuning in. And like I said, please be patient on the line. We got Ray Dalton coming up a little bit later. And we're going to get all up in his business to see what's going on, all right? Press 1 if you want to talk. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to my first caller. Make sure y'all pay attention to your phone. Some of y'all don't probably know your last 4 digits of your phone number. But pay attention to the show, all right? So here we go. We're going to go to 0924 Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's good? What's good? What's going on, Fire?
What's going on? Let everybody know who it is.
Oh, this your boy DFF, the problem solver. You know what I mean? Jersey in the building all day.
Jersey, mother. Okay. You know I got hype with Jersey. Come on. I'm sorry. It's something about Jersey. I don't know. All right. So what's been going on with you?
Man, you know, just maintaining, you know, stay on the grind all the time and just doing me, you know what I mean? And, man, this crazy world we live in, you know.
All right, you got some shows? You got shows or something coming up?
I'm trying to get back into that AC action, you know what I mean, where that money at.
Okay.
That's where it's at.
Why you don't come to Philly? Like, what's up with it? Come on, Jersey, get it together.
I come to Philly, you know what I mean? I got nothing but love for Philly.
Okay. I made sure because I know you spend a lot of time in AC, so I mean, you know, I love you. Yeah, I come to Philly and see what's good.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. All right. So, anything else you want to push out there, or whatever?
Yeah, I'm working on this new project right now. Shout out to the people. You know what I mean, it's sponsoring the project in the UK. Ain't no title. I don't have a title yet, but I'm just.
Oh, come on. No title.
Yeah, I don't got no title yet. No title yet. I mean, it just happened over the weekend, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but, right. I mean. Yeah, you got the, you know, the first joint anyway. You know what I mean? You
with
got
Jessica,
the first joint.
What's up with her? Where's she at? She always talking about, I can't wait till you get on, and I'm on now.
I know. I hit her up. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah,
I don't know. But shout out to Miss Jessica Lee, my homie for life. You know?
Yeah, what's up, Jessica? What up, baby? We definitely going to get on her, though, because I know. As soon as I get off, I'm going to hit her up and be like, yo, Jessica, see, you talked all that crap, and you ain't even come on the show.
Yeah, shout out to Stallion, too, you know what I mean? He working,
okay.
Too. Choppy Boys, they about to put out something, too, so.
Okay. So, my topic for tonight, and I didn't really get a chance to, you know, get into it, whatever. So, what's your opinion about the whole Mimi and Nico situation, the sex tape? Would you do a sex tape to get yourself out there a little bit more?
I'm saying, I mean, I don't know. But then, I can't say. I don't know her situation. But as far as me, that ain't for everybody, but I've been there, done that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But
okay.
Not for no money or nothing like that. I'm just saying, I wouldn't do it now, though.
You wouldn't do it now? Okay. We talking right now, though. So you wouldn't do it now? Okay.
Nah, I'm good on that.
Boo. Boo. Yeah. I'm sorry. But did you see it, though? Did you see it or no? You saw it?
Yeah, I seen it.
Okay.
I feel like, look, I thought I was at the damn library and shit. Falling asleep
really?
On that motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
That's just my opinion. I don't know.
I mean, I have to say, it was better than the ones that I've seen on Vivid on there. So, I'll give it a 6.
Well, you figure, you know what I'm saying, is. Sex game fell off as far as pornos, you know what I mean? They hurting just like anybody else hurting. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's, like, again, that's just my opinion, you know what I mean?
Y'all need to stop hating on my girl Mimi. Leave her alone.
Nah, I ain't hating on her. She just, you know what I mean?
She
say one thing, she do another. I saw.
Yeah, that was, well, you know,
time's
hard, man. Yeah.
I mean, okay. You gotta get it how you get it, I guess.
Exactly. There you go. Boom. All right, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, Facebook, DFS The Problem, Solve Fan Page. You know what I mean? Twitter, DFS The Problem. I'm open for collabs, features, whatever, you know. Ryan Time, email DFSTheProblemSolver@gmail.com.
There you go, boom. I'm sitting up here. I just had a track, and it just flew right by me for some reason. Everybody thinks I'm just sitting here just twiddling my fingers, but I just lost it.
Oh, yeah,
welcome
back, homie.
I don't know how vlog is. Vlog is just so crazy right now. It's so new to me because it has changed it up on me. Ugh. So I'm trying to get, I feel like
welcome
a virgin
back.
All
welcome
over
back.
Again.
Welcome back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ugh. It's stressful, but it's like, yeah, you got to do it. You know, you got to get back into it and get it together.
Yeah, I got a bottle for you. I'm probably never had it, but Johnny Walker
bottle
Blue.
Bottle of what?
Johnny Walker Blue.
Nah.
You know, I know you heard of Johnny Walker Red and Black. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to try the Johnny Walker Blue.
Oh, I haven't
smooth.
Tried that. Yeah?
Yeah, it's smooth.
Okay. I'll definitely give it a try. If I ever see you, you know, because you don't come to Philly like that, so, you know.
I'll be in Philly. Why wouldn't I be in Philly? I'm a Philly fan, first of all. Every sport,
you are?
I'm Philly. Yeah.
All right, we're going to see so I can get my bottle. All right, go ahead and introduce your track, babe.
Okay, yeah, this is One Night Stand featuring Miss Jessica Lee. There it is. Let's go.
Yeah, I like that. Come on. Nah, man, it's your boy DFF, the problem solver, man. Yo, let's get it, come on. Ready? Yo, 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 yo. It's going down on a Friday night. Yo, tonight is the night and my mind feeling right.
Come
got
on.
Some drinks,
yep.
That weed,
yep.
And chicks,
yep.
And the music.
Come on.
I treat it like a Nike sign. Just do it. I'm in the place,
yep.
And you know that.
Come on.
These holes in my face can't control that.
Yep.
They know the nigga on the rail.
Uh-huh.
They saying, God damn, I'm trying to just chill.
Trying to chill.
I'm saying to myself, what? Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Get the small talk, mind, no for rapping.
No for rapping.
I'm trying to see you ass drop it.
Come on.
Pop, lock, and don't stop it. Make your ass keep on rocking.
Damn.
Got you what you need.
Yes, I'm going
to give you this dick, mind, as I proceed. Pound that ass, going crazy,
crazy.
Know what it is, and nah, you're not my lady.
Come on.
This hoe going crazy, talking about DFF. I wanna have your baby, then I'm saying to myself, man, I doubt that. Come on, girl, you ain't set me up with that damn trap. I ain't about that shit.
Nope.
All I wanna do is have fun. Beat it up, yeah, mom called me number one. You want some other shit I can't deal with.
Nope.
So cut out that real fucking bullshit.
Come on, girl.
Let's leave my crib.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
I ain't beat for you silly ass fucking hoes.
See ya?
It's crazy, man. Messing up my good night.
Good night.
Now I'm feeling wrong. Damn, I was feeling right. So let me blow it up, man, that marijuana. Told all these hoes I ain't beat for the damn drama.
Baby, I know you wanna
Chuck Rock, you know who it is. It's your boy Dr. Joker.
You now tuned in to the number one blog site radio, Air It Out Radio, with my girl Fire Chick, aka Miss I Smack the Shit Out You If You Think You Competition. Tell them to check rock and check out, you dig?
Air It Out Radio with that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit up the line, 323-642-1470. All right, make sure y'all pressing 1, especially all the new hats that's listening in for the first time being on here. Please be patient. I definitely get to everybody by the end of the night if you're still on the line. So definitely pay attention because I come to you, you know, while the song is playing. You know, I try to check in with everybody and get your song ready to go, okay? Alright, so hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff, Air It Out Radio, or social networks, Air It Out Radio, and you can also hit me up on the same thing, Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with the K-F-N. We got Ray Dalton coming up a little bit soon, so stay tuned, don't go nowhere. Alright, we're going to hit up our next caller, 7915, Air It Out Radio.
What up, what up? There it is.
Nonfiction
100 in the building. Follow me, Twitter, Instagram at nonfiction100. Website nonfiction100.com. What up with you, Fire?
What's good? Ain't nothing. So good to be back. You know, trying to stretch out and get comfortable. Still like warming up. I'm still warming up. You know. So
yeah, welcome
it's
back.
Good to hear from you.
Glad you're back.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, you know, I'm trying.
Yeah, you know,
I'm
always working.
Right? I know. I know. I see you. You in like the 97. What is it? The high 97, Joel?
Yeah, they had me. They have a couple co-hosts today. So I was one of the co-hosts on the phone, introducing tracks.
Really?
On
so
a,
you was actually on the show?
On the countdown.
Oh, okay.
It was via phone, though. They had me call in and record, like, introducing the song for the countdown.
Nice. Who was you with? What you call it? Angie or Funkmaster Flex?
No, it was Funk Flex. It was the top 8 of 8.
Wow. Okay. That's a big deal, though. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a lot out in New York. I got a mixtape about to drop. If you have on the website, whosnext.hot97.com. I got the We Made It remix on there. You know, I'm working on this workout blog too. Got a lot of different fitness instructors, models, athletes.
You mean you know,
workout just different
physically,
people giving
like,
fitness
you know.
Tips.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm.
Oh, you finally listening to
I'm
me a little
some,
bit.
Yeah, I'm working on some fitness things, so, you know, I got a song called Workout, and, you know, we started a blog and started interviewing people. I think we're going to launch it in June. We shooting most of the footage in May, and then we already did some interviews with a couple different trainers and a couple different models, so that's going to be real big. If anybody in the fitness, you work out, you want to promote your brand and give some fitness tips to the people, get at me, nonfiction100music@gmail.com, or just hit me on the Twitter and Instagram at nonfiction100 so we can get you on there.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you're doing that because I felt like that was the move for you, you know, but, you know, because, you know, you are buffed and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should do that. That's good. Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in shape. So, you know, I'm using this for myself too, for real, for real.
Okay. So you can hit that the muscle magazine.
No, I ain't doing all that. I ain't doing all that.
Like, nah.
I'm just trying to tone up a little bit, you know, eat right. Healthy. You know, I cut a lot of stuff on my diet. But yeah, other than that, you know, it's just moving. I got the Who's Next mixtape about to drop. The first freestyle is already on the Hot 97 website. We pushed back the album, Underrated Legend 2. That was a mixtape. It ended up turning into an album, so we pushed it back to properly promoted, and we ended up taking a different single. So, you know, stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I'm going to give y'all some freestyles.
Oh, wow.
Bananas. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's
jumping
bananas.
Down. I don't even know what the guy going to say. Now. See, you caught me off guard with that one. Okay, go ahead. I want the
yeah. Thing. Oh, no, not right now.
Oh, you know what? I was watching your eyes.
No, I'm talking
I was
about
all
the things.
I ready like, yeah. Okay. Okay, boo. You lucky I ain't got my drops ready on deck for you.
Damn. Are you going to pass me real fast?
Yeah, I was. I was like, all right, let's go. You know, somebody going to give me a 16 tonight. That's all right.
I'm about
so,
to give you like.
You going to give me 6?
Not a, the joint you gonna spend the night is a freestyle. So I ain't wanna ruin it.
How you gonna ruin it? You gonna just get it started? No.
Nah, it's easy.
He's scared.
You just
yeah.
wanna
right,
get
so
some
listen,
random buzz
listen,
tonight.
You know, somebody gonna bring it in. So, but tonight's topic is about, you know, the sex tape, the whole meaning and you know, Nico's situation. Would you do a sex tape to get your career going?
Lizzie, I got kids. Boy, I'm not trying to have them haunted by that.
You know what I'm saying? Even though if you get $100,000, 100 sex?
No, still, no? Like, if you got kids, that's just drawing. Like, I already know. Like, Mimi's daughter, she going to be going through it for life. Like, they going to give her hell.
Yeah.
They going to probably pull that. They going to pull it up while she's sitting in the classroom with them.
If she gets some good PR, she'll be fine. Like, everybody else that do something wrong. You know what I mean? She get a good team behind her. She'll be all right. I thought her
kids still
going to
be scarred for life.
Like, yeah. You know. Happens to the
best. That ain't my choice. Like that's private. You record them Jones, you know, watch it back, you know, perfect
right.
your craft, and you keep that where it's at, unless it leak out on some Ray J shit, like the Kim K.
This
one.
Is my
that's
thing
that.
About the sex tapes, though. You know what I mean? Y'all guys be doing too. Y'all be just too extra. That's why I do the taping, and I don't let y'all know. So. You know what I mean? Because y'all be just doing too much.
I already know
about
that.
Looking in the camera and not saying, you know, like, he was doing too much.
Yeah.
You know, y'all be showing off. I just like for it to be, you know, natural and get the freakiness out of that.
But y'all be having
y'all
them,
going off.
Y'all be having them hidden webcams on with the monitor turned off. I'm already hip to that. Like, I done felt victim
yeah.
to that. I already know about that.
You know about that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know about that.
Right. All right, you want to get up your Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff?
Yeah, man. Y'all can follow me at nonfiction100 on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, nonfiction100bars a day. The website is nonfiction100.com. Who's next? Hot 97 Freestyle Edition mixtape coming soon. I'm waiting for them flyers to come in. Waiting for the covers to come in, and they're going to be available on the website, and we're going to have them in the streets. And we got the Battle Hot Philly coming up here, too. Battle Hot Atlanta, we won in Atlanta. We bringing the showcase up here May the 18th. So if any artists interested in that, hit up Stro on the Instagram at Stro215BME, or hit me up, you know what I'm saying, and I'll direct y'all to get registered for it.
Shout out to Stro, too. He be working hard. Definitely. How's it a whole blood money situation? You know what I mean? Y'all moving.
Dude.
All right, you want to go ahead and introduce that track for me?
Yeah, man. This is the exclusive We Made It Freestyle Hot 97 Edition mixtape coming soon. I'm saying hop on the Twitter, hop on the Instagram. Let me know what y'all think about this, Joe. Nonfiction 100, We Made It.
Yeah, you know what it is. One time for your mind, funk, flex. You know I get down. Hot97.com and flexwetrust.com. I'm out here so digital. This is what I do. Focus.
You're coming.
Because you've been waiting for this, New York. And I've been waiting for it. And this is it. Let's go.
Hold up. Yeah,
talking about?
Ooh.
We're gonna have a lot of sneakers.
We're gonna have so many fucking sneakers up with this motherfucker. This shit's gonna go through the roof, man.
Ooh.
God damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
Yeah. Now fix it. Blood money. Now fix it, blood money, 100. Now fix it, blood money, good money, 100. Now fix it, blood money, good money, now fix it. Hold up. I don't need Drake flow to kill it, but that Migo flow won't steal it. Cause I be putting rap niggas on the skillet till my cup run up over and they can't refill it. Broke niggas wanna tell me what to do, like they wanna wear the shoe, but they foot can't feel it. Broke niggas wanna tell me what to do, like they wanna wear the shoe, but they run it back. Hold up. I don't need Drake flow to kill it, but that Migo flow won't steal it. Cause I be putting rap niggas on the skillet till my cup run up over and they can't refill it. Broke niggas wanna tell me what to do, like they wanna wear the shoe, but they foot can't feel it. Went to sleep with a dream like Martin, and woke up from the dream like Malcolm, we did it.
That's King! He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Calm down, ain't no shots fired yet. I'm a bad boy, I ain't got no sex. Don't need a bandana, don't need a cosign from a Diddy or a verse from a French Montana. I stand on my own too, I don't fake it till I make it like them other niggas do. Get respect from the Crips and my blood in the D. Shout out to the Vice Lords and my nigga Clean P. Whoever said they wanna clap blood money, rest in peace to your fam. What I need with that industry money, I got industry money, rest in peace Uncle Sam. Got so many fans in the stands, feeling like I got the whole world in my hands. I'm a son of God, I'm a king, I'm a man, I was made in his image, I am who I am. In my past life I was a slave, 12 years later they put me in the grave. Came back as a panther and gave y'all weight, but the law threw a shade. They threw us all in the pen. That's when I told the judge I won't do that shit again. You a young black male from the hood, yeah right. Don't you know that nigga gave me 25 to life? QEP told me get a reason to die and I found my hearse. Don't nobody know the end of the story, but everybody know the black guy died first. Got stabbed and I died in the cell when I laid in the grave till my mother gave birth. This'll be my third time on earth. I rise up every time they put me in the dirt.
Oh my God! The song is crazy! Do you hear this right now? The song is crazy! I don't think there's no artist right now in the rap game that's fucking with this song. It's crazy!
They say I gotta earn my stripes, so I'm back like Simba, I'm here for the scar. Women wanna do whatever I say, welcome to the valet like I'm here for the car. Niggas still putting rims on the car to impress these hoes like where's the cigar? Their egos got them under control, but we proved that theory with Kendrick Lamar. I keep it all non-fiction. Ladies love me, but they only want me for my diction. Back to my diction, back to the basics. Tell Kanye George Bush is not a racist. Tell a white lie, then I shoot for the truth. They gon' murder me like Kennedy, they shoot for the truth. Frank Luke in the booth, all I do is spit crack. What the fuck is for a flex? Tell them run that shit back.
Dizzy Wonder.
Wonder.
God damn it!
I'm ready.
I'm the man. I hope y'all understand. I got the whole game in the palm of my hand. They gotta be once. I bet they won't try again. Now run, tell the Franny Bird it's my phone to win. I won't lose never. Don't care who's better. As long as my chair keep me on the newsletter. We get busy, they like who is he? Spitting like an AK, built like a grizzly. In his eyes, a nice guy from PHI. You wanna try and pop flyers, do or die. We play no game, check fortune, check fame. Check mine, check nines, still check lanes. The epitome, they rated me great, I'm so straight. 12, 30 buzz worthy, coming straight from the plate. This is super
I'm nowhere near done, so put away your fork, huh? I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm being him, whoever's so different. Maybe it was me, something I was missing. Record labels fishing, guess who ain't buying. These offers they selling is downright trifling. I'm a titan, man, I don't care who they piping. Whether freestyle or writing, it's still when I'm reciting. I'm nice, the price of power is unreal. Unsigned or deal, the sound is instilled. From the dope chain to the dope chain is real. From cocaine to knowing your name is all skill. With Jizzy on the bars, me on the bars. Out of sight, out of mind, we trying to reach the stars. It's not a game no more, we taking over. Rocky Balboa put my hood on my shoulders. I grind for mine, you smell my ambition. Trying to carry on tradition, no choice but to listen. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready,
yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all.
And on radio with Satrick Fire, make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net, all right? I'm super excited about being back. I can't tell y'all. I know it's been a long time. I'm just getting warmed up, so we just iron out the kinks of the show. So I apologize, you know, for the delay here and there. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I have my guest, you know, coming up now. I'm going to let him introduce himself. Hello, caller, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello, caller, you there? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You there, caller?
Yes, I
can
am.
Can you hear me? What's
yes,
going
can
on?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm turning
down.
Well,
this is Ray Dalton. Welcome to Air It Out Radio.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for coming on the show. I know you're super busy and all that good stuff.
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So I know you have the whole success and everything, being on tour with Mac. So how what have you been doing since then?
Well, I've been on a world tour with the guys for about 2 years. 3 years, so the tour just ended, so I'm heading to, I'm almost done with the album, the solo album, so I'm really excited.
Okay, all right, I know that has to be, like, super exciting, because, you know, you're young, and, you know, I know you got all the ladies all over you, you know, from all the money and all the success. So has everybody changed or everybody pretty much still the same? You know how people act funny.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's the same. Of course you're going to change with when something huge happens like that. You know, it's just normal, but everybody's still the same. We're just more aware of what goes on around us than anything.
Right. So what's the whole situation with you know, I know I'm gonna like jump right into it because I'm just so anxious to
go
ask.
Ahead, go ahead.
And I know I hate, you know, I warm up and just, you know, work, ease my way into it.
No.
So the whole situation about, you know, you guys receiving the award and everybody was so upset about it. Like, what's your opinion about that? Because I didn't really see anybody ask you as much as they asked him.
What are you talking about, the VMAs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know there was, you know, everybody was upset because he got it and, you know, somebody else should have got it and, you know, that was their whole opinion about it. So I didn't see too many, you know, people ask you about how you felt about, you know, all the controversy. So what's your opinion about that?
You know, You know, it's difficult because I don't want to ever make anybody feel bad. You know, it's such a huge moment when you're winning an award. And I think that was their first big award on television to be in front of all, like, you know, you have, like, the best actors and the best singers and comedians. You have all these people. And so I think Ben McLemore just was like, oh, my gosh, I won, and wasn't really thinking about the whole thing. And that happens when you get really, really excited. Did I want to talk? Hell yeah, I wanted to talk. But, you know, that all it means is I'm going to win my own award, and then I'm going to be the only one who talks.
Is that hard, though, like being on the, you know, because I know you're a feature on it, and I know you help write, you know, the hook, right? So is that hard, like, being in the background and watching them blow up? I know you blew up as well, but, you know, when you're like, well, my turn coming. Is that hard waiting for your turn?
You know, at first I was afraid to – I was really shy about, you know, being by myself and being in a solo career. And then you kind of go, this is not it. Like, I thought it was really dope, but – you grow up and you're like, oh, I want to move. I don't want to live with my mom every day or with my father. And I think that's just what it did after things happening like that. It was like, oh, thank you for what you've done. And I'm very close to them. But I just, you know, time to move on. And I think that's just what ended up happening. It made me go, wow, I really need to move on.
Right.
So.
Still an exciting moment. Where are your awards at? Are they at the crib or your mom got them? Who has them?
Oh, they're at my crib. I have to look at them every day.
Right? I know that's right. You got to kiss them and all that stuff. Everybody does different things with them, so that's why I asked, because I know a friend of mine, she has hers on her mantle, and other people, you know, have their parents hold on to them because they don't want anybody to mess with them or, you know, so that's huge. So I know, speaking of your parents, one of them is Mexican or mixed?
Yeah, my mother's Mexicana.
Mexicana, wow. That's crazy. So you speak another language?
No, I don't. I can speak a little Spanish, but I'm really embarrassed. I can sing it, but I can't speak it as well.
That's crazy.
I can speak a little bit of Russian, though.
Really? I know they mad at you. You know how to speak Russian, but don't know how to speak Mexican.
I know. It's because of tennis. I played tennis for such a long time, and I played with really great, talented Russian tennis players. And you hang out with a bunch of Russians, you're going to start to speak a bunch of Russian. So,
So I did read somewhere where you did, you know, you were a tennis instructor. So how did you get into that? That's weird.
You know,
you go from staying to that.
I'm from Seattle, Washington, so we're not, you know, we have basketball and we have football, but it's not, where I live, it's not really the popular sport. I grew around, you know, there's so many different varieties of people. There's like Black and Asian and Mexican and Indian and everything. We're the melting pot of the country. And I just watched the Williams sisters play one day, and I was like, yo, Dad, let's go play tennis. Because my family is super athletic, so I was like, it's not hard. So I ended up, like, playing it and just getting really addicted to it. And then next thing you know, I was trying out for tennis teams and playing, winning tournaments, and that's how it happened.
Wow, that's crazy. Do you miss it, or?
You know, I'm
sure you guys still
play later tonight, so.
Oh, yeah, because it is like a 3-hour difference. Okay. How
are
you doing? I said, it's like a 3-hour difference, so, yeah, you know, I guess you play. It's like 7-something there now, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's 7:30.
How did you and Mac get, you know, together? How did y'all come as one?
Well, Ryan Lewis heard me sing in our town at a show, and he Facebooked me the next day and said, hey, I heard you
I heard you sing in the town. I would love for you to come to the studio and just let's mess around with some music. And so I just went to his studio. I was like 19 at the time. And I just made a bunch of melodies. And then Max showed up, and he was like, yo, get on these songs. And it's just, we pumped out like 4 songs. And then 3 of them made it to the album. So
you got the success off of Facebook. That's kind of dope. You know, well, you got
hit. Yeah.
And then, you know, that's rare, though. I mean, everybody's on YouTube, but Facebook, that can also be a good outlet, too.
Yeah,
crazy.
I'm the Facebook sensation. No, I'm joking.
Right? Okay, so do you have any more projects with him coming out?
With Max, no, we haven't been in the studio. They haven't been in the studio. We've been on tour, and on our days off, they just relax, and my manager's like, you have a day off, but you need to go in the studio, so I just go in the studio. But we're working on something. Ryan Lewis is, I gave Ryan a new hook idea for my project, so we'll see what happens with that. I don't want to tell you too much.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have any people that you want to collaborate with?
Yeah, I really want to, you know, there's a list. I don't know if that's okay if I can say the list.
Go ahead, run it down.
Okay, so let's go rappers. I really would like to work with Wiz Khalifa.
Okay.
Andre 3000, Iggy Azalea. Let's see, Outkast. I love Outkast.
Okay.
And Eve.
And Eve, okay. You got a little Philly one in there.
Those are rappers. Those are rappers.
Yeah, rappers.
Singers, Lana Del Rey, Celine Dion, CeeLo Green, and Andre Bocelli.
Wow. That is so, like, a mixture of everybody, you know. That's crazy. Okay. So would you ever... Well, what advice do you have for, like, you know, the singers that are coming up, you know, and trying to make it in the business?
I would suggest to make sure that your singing is on point. It's so on point that it's too on point. Like seriously, like, make sure you're the best singer in your town by practicing a lot. Doing runs, doing exercises, like warming up every single day. I think that's the perfect thing. You always need to be on point.
Right.
And also do a lot of shows. I think it's good to start in your city and let people know that you sing. Go to a show and be like, oh, yo, you were really dope. You live here? Oh, I live here too. Let's do a song. Bam, there's a song.
Right.
And go to the next guy. Oh, yo, you're really good. I sing. You know, you just network. Network in your city, and that will take you elsewhere. But those are my two, that's my two biggest things.
So question is, you know, being as though you said that, do you feel like the artist should pay to get into performances? Because I know everybody always has a problem with this, especially the young ones, or, you know, they hate paying to get into shows. Do you think that they should have to pay, or it should be free to get into these shows?
Should parents have to pay for the shows?
No, the artist. So if you're an unsigned artist and they have, you know, showcases and stuff, they think that those showcases should be free. What's your opinion about that?
No, I don't think they should be free. How's the artist supposed to make money?
I mean, for the promoters, I mean, they don't have to pay to get in to perform, you know, like the showcases. Did you ever?
Oh,
did
the promoter?
Yeah.
Promoters,
yeah, the promoter. They don't want to pay the promoter to get into the events and to open up for certain people and stuff like that.
Well, I know, I'm not really familiar. I know that the promoter always is going to take a profit of the show no matter what. So,
the promoter should get a cut. But should he pay to have, should the artist have to pay to go, hey, I want to be on this show. Can you put me on? I don't know. I think it's a yes and a no. I think if you're not known and you pay the promoter, but you're going to get paid money out of it, then yeah, pay the promoter. You're going to make more money than you paid the promoter. You'll get it back and some. But if you're a big time, you shouldn't have to pay the promoter. The promoter should have a cut of what you make.
Right. Okay, so tonight's topic is about, you know, I hope you get answers for me because I know you.
I know.
I don't know. All right, so tonight's topic is about the whole Mimi and Nico situation. If you don't want to answer it, it's cool, but I just would love to hear what you would have to say, okay? So if you are fresh and still coming out and you're new to the game without all of, you know, all this that you got going on, would you do a sex tape just to get yourself out there?
Hell no. Even if I had my good underwear on, got a nice fade going on, I would not do it.
No. But look how big and successful she is now. She's, you know, her name is circulating. No, you still with it.
Yeah, I mean, she's so connected, facts. Though. She was connected. She was connected when she did that. She's having sex with Ray J, first of all, at probably the height of his career.
Wait, no, that was Kim. We talking about...
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Kim.
Mimi. No. Mimi and Nico. Nico, you didn't see that one. See, I know you a little...
I didn't hear about that.
Really? See, you've been working too hard.
I haven't heard about it. I'm gonna,
really?
I'm gonna online.
You going to go Google it? Yeah, there you go. It's right on Vivid.
I'm not...
You know you want to go Google it. Stop playing. You're going to be right there and be like, what she say? What fire say? Nico and Mimi. You'll be right on there. So I know you said you've done the tour and everything. So what else do you have going on, you know, as far as solo career?
I have a single coming out really soon with DJ Arty. He's a Russian DJ, and he's the next Avicii. So I'm kind of tapping into the EDM world for a little bit. I'm going to be doing an EDM track. And then in the fall, my album will come out, and a single will come out too. So I'm really excited. I've been working really hard. It's been like almost a year, like past year.
Yeah.
So my album will come back out really soon. So I'm just trying to get all sexy, you know, trying to get in shape and trying to make sure my voice lasts for a long time. And, yeah, you gotta.
Do they give you, like, you know, because I know you came into the business, you know, on the, you know, the heavyweight love is in the house type, you know, on that side. So do you feel the pressure of them getting in your ear about it?
I mean, you know, I'm so lucky when I came in. The only thing that they said about me was that I'd look like another black person, which I always thought was racist.
Wow.
Because not all black people look alike. So
that
was the only thing. They never said I was a bit, like, they weren't like, oh, my gosh, he needs to lose weight. I think, you know, I'm comfortable with my size. I just want to be more fit. That doesn't mean I want to be a skinny kid or that. I just want to be more fit for myself. I'm an athlete, and I should look like an athlete. But I don't need to be, like, six-pack abs. I can have, like, two-pack or a four-pack. But, you know, at the end of the day, as long as you're feeling good about yourself, that's all that matters. And if you don't feel good about yourself, make do it until you feel good about yourself.
Exactly. Okay, I love it. I know when I see you on your videos, you're super serious. Like, you don't smile too much. You, like, you know, you got your game face on all the time. So it's good to know that you like to have fun and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm a goofball, so
Yeah, okay, that's what's up. Well, you welcome back anytime that you want, you know,
oh,
on Arenal Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all your information that, you know, so they can reach you?
Yeah, my Twitter is Ray Dalton Music, and my Instagram is Ray Dalton, and my website is raydalton.com. Yeah.
He said,
and my
yeah.
album will be coming out very soon. It's called Work of a King. So
I like that.
It will be coming out very soon.
You got features on there, or just all you?
Hmm?
You have features on there, or it's all you?
I have some. I have two features, and
okay.
But then the rest is me.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, can you give them a little taste before we get into your track? Like, you know, can you introduce it to them in a melody or something? Break it down. We got your Can't Hold Us.
Man, I'm on the spot now. What should I sing? You got to help me.
Well, you don't want me to
sing.
Trust me. You don't want me to sing.
Like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. There you go.
There it is. All right, that's what's up. Go ahead and introduce it for me, babe.
This is Ray Dalton, and you're listening to Air It Out Radio. Thank you for having me.
Hey, hey, hey. Come on, let's go. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit me, get up. First shot, come strut walking. Little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy up. Bad, moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music. I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back question. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is a moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go?
Damn grateful, I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me, go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We walk, time to go off, gone, Houston's goodbye. I got a world to see, and my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer, nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
We go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the
listening to Air It Out Radio, hosted by That Chick Fire, here at www.airitoutradio.net.
Air It Out Radio with That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website. I'm getting warmed up, y'all, so just bear with me. I know this is our first show back. I'm a little rusty, you know what I mean? So I got to stretch out and get comfortable and get in my space, you know what I mean? Shout out to Ray for coming through and showing some love. Shout out to everybody that's on the line still being patient with me. I know y'all going to cuss me out. I'm surprised I haven't got cussed out on Twitter yet. Okay, let me not say nothing. I know I feel it coming as the show goes on. Everybody like, bitch, I've been on hold all this motherfucking time, bitch. You know how y'all do. Y'all be spazzing, you know. So anyway, it's cool. Hit up the line, 323-642-1470. I got to get used to saying that number. It's just so odd and awkward. That's why I need my old number back. So hit up Air It Out Radio, everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. All right. Let me see. What else did I need to tell y'all? There's so much stuff I can't even. I'm just so blown away by talking to Ray. So I apologize. All right. Listen, for the people that's tuning in or somebody that's just filling or whatever and they want to come on the show or whatever and they think they're not going to get through or I don't have your track, you can just come on and promote your business. Just say hi or you want to just answer the topic. That's cool, too. Or if you want to freestyle, you know, I haven't had a freestyle tonight, so hopefully I'll get lucky, you know what I mean? You know, so somebody going to bless me tonight. I'm going to get a freestyle. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on. I'm going to go to 5492 Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's up with you?
Ain't shit. What's going on?
Nothing.
Ain't nothing. So, so tonight's topic. First, tell everybody who you are first. You know what I mean? Let them know.
So it's Keith. It's Zayvon from Love and War. We are R&B group residing in South Jersey. And definitely, shout out to the whole squad too as well. Shout out to Lucinda. Shout out to G Warrior. Just shout out to everybody, the whole movement.
That sounds so funny. What's her name? How you say her real name? I know you don't get on me about that. How you say her real name? He broke the real name down, you know, the government. What's Cindy's real name?
What?
We call it Cindy.
I didn't even know that was her government.
Yeah, that's her government. I think that's her. I mean, you said that was her government. I know we call her Cindy, you know what I mean?
No. Shout out to Cindy.
But he's trying to call her by, you know, the hood name now. Alright, yeah, shout out to Cindy. I thought she was going to come on in line, so. Well, that's cool. We got some new hats, some fresh meat tonight. And you from Jersey. Yeah. What part of Jersey are you
from? Well, I'm originally from Philly, but I live in South Jersey.
Like, no, okay, I'm just kidding. Wifey in the back like, bitch, what'd she say? Tell wifey, I said, what's up? I hear in the back.
Huh?
I tell wifey, is that wifey in the background? No?
No, ain't nobody in the background.
Oh, I thought I heard somebody in the background giggling.
No? No. I ain't got no wifey.
You said I ain't got no wifey. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. All right, so, listen, tonight's topic is, would you do a sex tape to get yourself out there more?
I couldn't do that to myself. I mean, I'll make one, but just for me to get out there, I couldn't do it.
Okay, say you made it and like, then it accidentally just got out. So then what? You gonna just go ahead and let them go through with it and take the bread, or you gonna be like, nah?
If it happened, this will get out.
Mm.
I mean, it is what it is, like. But
there
I couldn't.
You ain't purposely doing it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not. I couldn't purposely do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what you got going on with the group and everything? How many is in the group?
It's four of us. Four members. Yep. Okay. Four members.
And y'all sing.
But yeah, we pretty versatile. We sing, rap, dance, everything.
Well, what's your part in it? You rap?
I rap, dance, and I do like the background vocal. Yeah, I could dance. I've been dancing since I was like 11, 12.
Okay. So now they got different types of dancing. Which dancing do you do? Like, do you do the video dancing or you just do the,
well, I mean,
you
like,
know what I mean?
Like the choreography, like, we basically, we okay. like performance. Like, when we do shows or whatever, we perform, like, we like entertainers. So when people come out to see us, we put on a show because, you know, some people, you know, they perform, they just, you know, got the mic and they just moving back and forth. No, we want to make sure, like, everybody's into it, so.
Right. Okay. Okay. When's y'all next show? I got to come check y'all out, or, you know, I got to post on my page.
Honestly,
so
we got one coming up, actually, with G-Warrior and AC next weekend.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, AC, I don't know where at, but I just know we got to
where
at? I don't even know what place it is, but I know it's in AC.
Oh, okay. Well, it's only in AC, so it's probably the Fromage or one of the casinos or something. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, and after that, we got one in Philly, down on Broad Street.
Okay.
At like this little lounge spot.
So, all right. So please tell me you gonna kick something for me tonight, like a rap, or you gonna sing something. Like, you gotta break us in, you know what I mean? We just getting warmed up. So, are you prepared? Are you ready? You can give me something. Give me something.
I mean, let me see. It's a song
Break it down.
Well, it's a song that we not performing this song, but we had it's one of our songs that we had did, and it's like a club / R&B song, and it's called Twerk for Me. All
right, this is 16 or something. I'm gonna just do the
hook for you.
Okay.
Like the chorus. All right. Hold on.
Don't be trying to play the track either. Be like, yeah, that's me.
Nah, it's all right, here you go. Twerk for me. Now bust it open, I ain't in a hurry. You and your body, that's all I need. It go like something like that.
Okay. Yo, that is so fucking crazy. Like, you went from, and then, yo, what's up, fire? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the? You was deep with the voice, and then you was, I'm like, oh, shit. What's going on over
there? Yeah.
That's just that. Wait a minute, so on the track that you got coming up right now, are you singing on that one too, or?
Well, nah, I'm doing the bass one. Actually, I'm rapping. It's the track is called Clouds, and basically, I'm doing like the deep part in the background. You can hear it, but it's the it's the deep part.
Okay. All right. So you got anything else you want to add, you want to let everybody know about before we jump into your track and everything?
Yeah, definitely. Again, shout out to the whole squad, G Warrior, Cindy, everybody, the whole movement, and we are R&B group in South Jersey. Definitely on the horizon. We young, talented, and all that. So hopefully, just look out for us. Definitely look out for us.
Definitely. Okay. You want to give him your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, all your info?
Oh, yeah. You can check us out. YouTube/Love and War. Facebook/Love and War. Twitter/Love and War. And that's really it. We don't really do the Instagram and all that.
What? Come on, man. You got to get with it. I pressure everybody. I peer pressure everybody to get on the social network. So if you don't have one, I'm definitely going to be pressuring you by the end of the night. So, all right, so next time you call in, you should have Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have it on deck. Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to the whole squad, you know what I mean? All right, go ahead and introduce your track for me.
We about to get into our number one our number one hit single called Cloud featuring Love and War, and it's D-Word. Well, D-Word is featuring Love and War.
Alright, there it is. Air Dot Radio, baby.
It's Love and War, Ali Dunn.
Let's get it.
Smoking on that perp with them foreign bitches. Rolex on my wrist and that shit expensive. She like the way them diamonds and that chain glisten. Think that I'm from Texas with that purple shipping.
Warrior. Bitch, that's what my name is. I'm like Christmas to these hoes. Fly in the rain, yeah. Stuntin' ain't no thing, yeah. Fuck with me, I got it. Talk your women, not lame. You thirsty niggas out of pocket, stay in your lane. Out of my road, hot boy nigga, never been cold. Homie, you freezin' in every season. So that tough talk, nobody be believin'. Man, I'm feelin' like a young Clark Kent. Anytime I can fly like a starship. S on my chest and I flex with the best. That your neck catch wreck if you start shit. Philly boy, really boy, what you know about him? You see my C's on 215. Puerto Rican chicks like kudos pie. You wouldn't understand though, this between me and her. You not fly up in the way. That's what my watch say. And my chain like stay bright in the daylight. Man, that shit just as pretty as Beyonce. Who you gonna fly doper than him? Cowboy and dimes, roping them in. Ballin' on these niggas like I opened the gym. Nigga, you stupid if you hoping to win. Take time, get yourself together. Style up, steez up, money, whatever. Cause homie, this plane here. Been in the air, and be clear, I'm here for
hell. I'm 103% steezed out. 103% steezed out. It's 103% my steez. I'm sweating so fly. I'm 103% steezed out. 103% steezed out. It's 103% my steez. I'm sweating so fly.
Bitches.
Rolex on my wrist and that shit expensive. She like the way them diamonds in that chain glisten. Think that I'm from Texas with that purple sippin'. Smoking on that perk with them foreign bitches. Rolex on my wrist and that shit expensive. She like the way them diamonds in that chain glisten. Think that I'm from Texas with that purple sippin'.
103% steezed out. 103% steezed out. It's 103% my steez. My swag is so fly. Clouds.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. You can also listen from the net as well. You know what I mean? A bitch upgraded it. Okay? Hit up them lines, 323-642-1470. All right? Make sure y'all pressing 1 for the people that are just tuning in. Shout out to the newbies and the old heads that's on the line. For the newbies, please be patient. I will get to you by the end of the night. Okay? So don't be like, I was on the line and, you know, you didn't get to me. I get to everybody. Trust me. I've been doing this for a long time. I get to you if you're still on the line, okay? So hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, everything Fire Chick. I haven't even got to my my shout-outs and everything, so I'm going to run through some shout-outs really quick. Shout-out to Dante Diesel. He's hitting me up on Twitter. Zane, the Doughboy, what up, what up? I think that was a single we just got into a little earlier. IG, Sunny Anderson, what up, baby? How you doing? All right. And, yeah, so much has changed or whatever. So shout-out to her. Let me see who else. Shout-out to Sinden. I know she's going to cuss me out. She's coming up next, and I just jacked her name all up. I'm going to just call her Sin, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to jack nobody name up. All right, let me see. What is this? Phone Home Tone. What up, what up? Young Tastic. Christina T. Let me see. The Real Nonfiction 100. Make sure y'all hit him up. IG, This Is Sky, I think. I know I'm fucking his name all up. He's probably going to cuss me out, too. All right, don't cuss me out. I don't want no cuss out today on Twitter. It's been a good day. All right, let me see who else. Wolfgang Jock and Mr. Lover. All right, those are a couple shout-outs on Twitter. So y'all can always hit me up on Twitter. I do try to get some shout-outs throughout the night. All right, y'all can have just basic names like Cindy or, you know, Killer. You know what I mean? Or Joe. No, y'all gotta have, like, these crazy-ass fucking names on Twitter. All right, so it's cool, though. Hit up the website, Air It Out Radio, and tonight's topic is, so make sure y'all get ready and prepare yourselves when I get to you, all right? Would you do a sex tape to get yourself out there more? All right, now, me, myself, yes, I probably would. I'm not gonna lie, I probably would. But I don't have no kids, so I know you have to take that into consideration for some of y'all. But, I mean, it has to be with the right partner, too. You got to, you know what I mean? I think I would do the tape and I wouldn't tell him about it. I know, I'm dirty. I know. I'm so dirty. But, fuck them. They would do it to me. That's how you got to do them. All right, so that's the topic for tonight. Feel free to, you know, hit us up on Twitter and, you know, voice your opinion or whatever the case is. Or you can just sit back and listen, or, you know, y'all can always come on. Hit up the lines, 323-642-1470. I'm trying to get used to saying a number, but this is such a pain in the ass. All right, so don't go nowhere, everybody. I'm coming to you. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to my next caller, 2820, Air It Out Radio.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, you got the name wrong.
I told you. Look, I knew it. I was like, oh, fuck.
But you got it right, though, because, you know, they call me Sin, too. But it's like,
okay.
It's Sindian. It's Indian with an S in front of it, so it's Sindian. They call me
Sin. I know,
Sin.
And you...
Sin.
And you just told me, too, and I still fucked it up. Listen, I'm bad with people's names. I ain't going front. That's my worst. Yeah. You can tell me 5 minutes, I'll be like, what's your name again? And I'll be playing it off real smooth, like, yeah, you know, introduce yourself, because I don't want to fuck your name up. Like, nah.
Word.
So where you from?
I'm actually from Staten Island, New York, Shallon.
Okay.
Currently in Virginia right now. I've been in Virginia.
What? And you still on the line? Because you know how y'all New Yorkers are. Y'all be like, look, bitch, I got to go.
No, I'll be.
New Yorkers
I'm
are patient.
For the late hours.
Right.
I'm used to the late hours, and I got people out in L.A. that I work with, so, you know, they 3 hours behind, so.
Oh, okay.
So they run a little late, too, so I don't mind.
Okay. So would you do a sex tape to get yourself out there a little bit more?
I would, and like you said, it depends on the partner. Like, it would have to be with my man. Why wouldn't I make money with my man? Like, oh.
Right.
And it's like, but the, you know, the, and I'm not mad at Mimi or whatever. She did what she did. Only thing I have to say is it just seemed like a porno, like the way it was shot and everything.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it just leaked and we had it on our phone type shit. It just definitely had a cameraman there and everything. So, but shout out
right.
to her, 40. She's 40. She was on the show.
Yeah, she looked good. I mean, I wouldn't recommend doing a sex tape if you're not in shape and it ain't nipped. You know what I mean? Because, like, shout out to Eve, but, you know, like, if it's not clipped down there, you know what I mean? Come on. Like, that's a little too much. It got to be right.
Yeah, your body
right.
Like, I'm like, she looked good for 40. Everybody
yeah,
knows.
She do.
Of course, you got men hating. You got women hating. You're going to get hate regardless, but doing a thing, like you said, she got the right PR. It'll, you know, work out. The, you know, it'll work out clean. It won't, you know,
yeah,
she's making money off of that. I don't know. Does that? I know they said 100,000, and I heard different amounts, like higher amounts. And I heard that they're gonna be also making money off the sales. So, because a lot of people don't put some stipulations in contracts, they just take the money straight up.
Right. Plus interviews and all that stuff. Like, she really about to come in. I'm glad I got my interview with her before she got, like, before all this. They probably wasn't boo-boo money for them. I got my interview free. I was, yeah. So, mm-mm.
Yeah.
But,
and I understand why she did it. So,
I kind of don't in a way. In a way, I don't. Because I know when I interview her, she was bragging about the whole maid service.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand, which is, you know, calling Jocelyn out and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that,
for what
that
she was doing.
Awkward.
But I can understand a little bit because she did snatch her man from
her. Right. Yeah, but I mean,
but yes.
He was giving her money, so I don't know. Maybe we
yeah,
don't know. I mean,
the situation, he wanted
though.
The whole polygamy thing. He wanted to be with both of them, so but she
of
wasn't
course.
Down.
You know how these guys are.
She wasn't down.
And whores.
And she went. My own way to make money, I guess.
Right. Okay. So what's going on with you? Do you have any shows? What you got going on?
Well, I'm actually putting together a tour overseas in the UK. I've been rapping for a minute now. Like, I'm a Wu-Tang affiliate. My previous name was Righteous the Goddess. I switched my name about a year ago because
really?
I was categorized into certain, you know, categories or whatever, and I wanted to expand. And, yeah, like I said, I got a tour overseas with Stomach. He's on Raekwon's label, Ice Water, out in Canada. And also Sun God, that's Ghostface Sun. He's on a tour. And then there's another artist overseas. His name is MK Ultra that's on a tour. So I'm going to be doing that in the summer. I'm working on two albums. And
wow, two.
The first album is, yeah, the first album is called God. It's with me and another label mate. On Sidual Records, he go by AA Rashid, and the second one is a solo project. So, and we're gonna, you know, be dropping those soon. We'll be doing it in a specific way, like, you know, limited copies. There's gonna be a comic book with it, some imagery.
Wow.
And that. Yeah, we're gonna be having an art gallery. Yeah, you know, you gotta do it right. Like, I'm from, you know, Staten Island. I'm from the slums. And I've been in the game for a minute, and it comes a time where you have to put a price on your art, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of people.
So you said you was Wu affiliated. Like how you affiliated?
Well, I actually grew up with Raekwon and Method Man. Like I'm from Park Hill. I'm from the same project that they're from. And from there, and I'm also I also grew up with Shaheen. From there, I linked up with Capadonna's people. His name is Born Divine out in Baltimore. They did a tour, and I was on tour with them. We did appearances at RZA Tour. his last tour that he had. He was at the Cali show and stuff like that. It was me, Born Divine, and our DJ out in L.A. His name is La DJ Supreme. We did that. That was a U.S. tour. And that was, you know, and that was under Protecting Nick Records, you know, when they first established the whole label. And they was actually, you know, promoting artists and managing artists and stuff like that. So I had to deal with them. But now, you know, I moved on from that and started branding my own stuff. And like I said, I got these two albums coming out. I want to say late spring and the summer. So be on the lookout for that. So that's just my history.
You had a lot
of like shout out to Philly. Y'all in Philly, right? Philly Street Teens. I like to give a shout out to the legend Bernard Hopkins for winning a couple weeks ago. Also, I like to give a shout out to Hustle Man Incorporation, and a shout out to the female rappers out in Philly, Isis the Savior, Charlie Baltimore, Eve. You know, all the legends. So give a quick shout out.
Shout out to Isis. She
mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to her in a while, but she's doing her thing. That's what's up. Yeah. Okay, so you do know a couple females down here. That's what's up.
Oh yeah, I know females in that area. I'm into the whole female, you know, rap game because I'm a female artist, and I feel like, you know, there's enough room for more than one female artist, and I feel like that surge is coming. So I'm already doing my thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. All right, are you prepared to give us some bars, or maybe next time?
I'll give you a quick couple.
All right. See, fellas, take note. All right, give them what you got.
Hey, y'all, I'm about to air it out. Sending you officially. Y'all been smacked by a female delivering bars. It's Batman Mafia, Dog Star, bitch. Your time is up. Only roll with bitches that slide and bust. One look at a state, my flow open gates. I'm always in my prime, but I'm never late. Forming a master plan, then I wake them big. Get them Cindy in, a mystic in the wind again. Full frame figure, I get you in a sin. Moving these bars, killer hill, a staple pen. Damn fucking wicked, coochie sweater, vixen, fly knitting. It ain't slipping. Bust these bullets ripping in the trenches, pussy licking. Ah, you moving with the mob. Dutty Raw, Sycamore. Under umbrellas, bitch, I want on yards. Land of the mystics, I'm a god.
Okay. I ain't mad at you. You the first one that like really broke it in. Everybody else was a little hesitant, so I guess everybody else by the end of the night and be ready to freestyle. Nah, I got it, fire. You know, so shout to you for warming it up. Yeah, these motherfuckers scared and shit. Come on now.
Nah, that's the essence. I gotta do that. Because you don't know where you
could
be and be put on
the spot. Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I just blew you up on Twitter, so definitely give them your Twitter, Facebook, Instagram all over again just so they can follow you. Make sure y'all follow her, too.
Okay,
I just tweeted her and all that stuff.
My Twitter is Cindian Legend. That's Indian with an S in front of it, Legend. My Facebook, you can find me on there. Just put in Cindian. Also go to my website. It's CindianInTheSin.com. And all my information is on there as well.
Okay. Make sure y'all pay attention on Twitter, y'all, because I'm telling you, you know, that's how y'all stay in touch with everybody. All right, babe, go ahead and introduce your track for me.
This track here is Avenging Swords When, produced by Avenging When. It's affiliated by my Woo Woo, a little so, and, you know, that's just basically it.
There it is, Aired Out Radio.
Get a boost, my ass gets a fervent, straight on 11, guys in the tower, the mix. Spits out of Houston, land on your head. Yeah, I flip your token. Hieroglyphic pussy, the type of dick stroking. Night on that raven, buried in my haven. Box cut, buck 50 niggas get a shaving. Duke in a nutch as they sniff every line. Then my flow coke, still black coke. Sticky with a needle like a vinyl you spinning. Classic legend, rolling with a fork. Virgin Bloody Mary, devil with a fork. Yeah, I'm still eating, rappers full course. Batman, Mafia, G-Spot selling. Here's a Facebook, pussy on your nuts. Yeah, this is scrolling, bars without a hook. Nigga, this is a rhythm, just a gal hook. Born in 83, got 11 fucking heavens. Add one to it, a dozen sun deserts.
A dozen.
A set, God, seven.
A set.
DMC, I rub Reverend. Cindy ain't cutting the pyramid, stone stepping. Now stay licking the shots, blowing the weapon. Now healthy bitch, I make greens, don't want a dressing. She hope ripping the cloth and busting yoke. You're leaking, cracking your egg, my chick low. Smoking on the window, this is a kaleidoscope. Missed it, get it in an instant. Ayo, I'm clapping from a distance. My energy's sitting in the cell, serving a sentence. Soon as them bars open, pain side of sixes. Eyes get to switching, triple goddess senses. Mystic, I'm swords win. Like this, it's just been. Mystic, I'm swords win. Like this, it's just been.
That's what I do. I smack them every Monday, 10 to 1. Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Sam for coming through. Shout out to everybody that's still on the line. Shout out to DFF, Nonfiction, Keith, as he calls himself, Zane Zayvon. Yeah, I said it right, I think. He'll let me know on Twitter in a few. Shout out to Sin, you know, for introducing me to him as well. Who else? Okay. Shout out to Ray Dalton for coming through, all right? Showing some love, all right? I'm just getting warmed up, y'all. I really am. I'm trying to get back in the groove. I haven't been on in so long. All right, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I did want to let y'all know a couple people that's coming on if y'all haven't been paying attention to my social network. This is a test I got coming up next Monday. Y'all going to find out who she is. She's from Philly. I think she's from Philly. Yeah, she's from Philly. Lumen D is coming on Tweet. And I'm working on, we haven't finalized the actual date yet. But Trinidad James. So, you know, I'm still working on that. So it's like a back and forth thing with the, you know, the people. So over and over and over again in the email. Shout out to Tiffany's as well, Tiffany's Bakery. Y'all can go register to get a free cake down there. All you got to do is just go sign up. And that's it. And, you know, the deadline is the 31st of May. So, you know, you might want a free cake. Maybe it's your birthday or your kid got a party coming up. You know, it's a good time to do that. You never know. You may win. Okay? Make sure y'all follow my mascot, Scribbles, okay? He needs some love on Twitter. That's only number one Scribbles with an S at the end, okay? Show him some love, all right? And make sure y'all support each other on Twitter, man, because I'm telling you, everybody really hangs tight on Twitter. So definitely look at my page because I usually try to attention people, you know, after they get off or while y'all talking. I'll be trying to tweet in between that. So definitely follow each other so y'all can meet up and you know, you might see something, hear something interesting, and you might want to, you know, find out some new shows or whatever the case is, okay? If you want to send me some tracks, make sure you send them in before Thursday at 5, all right? Make sure it's MP3 entitled. If you're on the line and you haven't been on and didn't send me anything, most likely your tracks are not in here, okay? I just want you to know so you don't be all surprised when I get to you. All right, because actually Blog kind of deletes everything. I don't have no control over it. After so long, because I haven't been on, it just wiped everything out. So I had to start all over again. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of my drops aren't in here and everything. So I'm starting off fresh. Shout out to Dunny. I was at the studio the other day trying to get some drops in from the Air It Out meet and greet that I had. And I'm trying to load some of them up, but it's blog is just so crazy right now. It's so different, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to adjust. So I'm really, really not myself. But I'm cool. I'm cool, you know what I mean? Don't let them see you sweat. All right? I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to my next caller. I'm going to go to 9541. What's going to air it out radio? Uh-oh.
What it do? What it do? What it is?
Who this is?
For those who don't know, this is Go Life. Me, I'm Nightcrawler. That shit talking little motherfucker. And I got.
Oh, God.
I got my boy on the line, my other Go Life member. Tell who he is.
Mr. T.O.P. Seneca, man, fresh out of Saginaw, Michigan, holding it down for the land of the hand. And I'm holding it down for anybody doing this rap thing right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we all got to grind for something.
Right, right. Okay. What you trying? You trying to double team with us over here? Nightcrawler was good.
Hey, you better be. I'm trying to get out that with all the members, Debbie, because there's like 8 of us all together.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
You sleep with this shit, man.
Okay, well,
radio, man. You know what I'm saying? It's my first time being on this show. You know what I'm saying? I got to shout y'all out. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Shout
we
out.
Appreciate the love. You know, we appreciate the love. So I got to ask y'all a topic for tonight, and I'm sure he's going to have something crazy to say. You know, would you do a sex tape to get yourself out there a little bit more? Sure and sweet now. Don't be, I know how you are. Break it down.
Stop. You want to answer that first?
Yes, please.
No, I want you to answer. Oh, go ahead. Either one.
Go ahead, bro. Answer it, bro.
I ain't got to do no sex tape. I got about 500 of motherfuckers probably already running all around, damn it. We flip them and film them. Damn it, that's how we do down here. Shit.
Flip them and film them? Okay.
Yeah, we flip them and film them, damn it. You already know when you come to our motherfucking neck of the woods, damn it, if your ass is going to get there, you know you could get out on camera, damn it. That's what we do. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you ain't with it, keep your ass motherfucking moving.
Oh, my God. See, y'all men are whores, I tell you.
Ain't no damn whore, damn it. I get it how I get it, you know. If you gonna do it,
why,
you gonna
why
do
you
it.
Can't be a whore, but girls can be a whore?
I didn't call no female no whore. I mean, yeah. See, you do what you do. You grown, right? If you grown, you entitled to do whatever the hell you want to do. So, like I said, if you down with it, let's get it. If you ain't, keep it moving. That's how it go.
Okay, so I take that as a yes, that you would do it.
No, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I said I got a lot of flicks out there. I don't put them out there just to jump on nothing. We just do it just because, hell, it's fun to do.
But
I can't sit there and say what somebody's going to release. You know what I'm saying? My name is in circulation and moving around, so you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker feel like they can use that to their advantage, then they're going to do exactly what they're going to do to try to get them some publicity. You know what I mean?
Right.
But shit, yeah.
Okay.
There's some things out there with crawling on it, trust me.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So what about you? Would you do one? Did he answer?
There's only 3 ways I'd do one. Number one, if it's Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, and Selena Gomez, that's it. Only way that shit gonna go down the top.
Where the fuck Selena Gomez come in at? She look like she a dead one. I wouldn't do that. Waste your time with that one.
That's the only way that shit gonna go down. Otherwise, I couldn't do it. But this is a...
Does she look like she's born? Do y'all look at us like that? Like, you know how you'd be like, yo, she looks like she fucks some dick. You know what I mean? Do y'all look at women like that? Because we look at y'all guys like that. Like, yeah, he look like he can fuck. Okay.
You know what?
Do y'all look at us like that?
I mean, that's
cool. If she ain't fucking, I ain't fucking with her. That's just what that is. She better have a throat that's motherfucking deep, damn it, because I ain't playing with nothing that's a dead fuck. If you did, hey, keep your motherfucking ass where it is, because I do cuss motherfuckers out. Put your ass out butt naked, too. Shit.
I'm my whips changed everything.
Shit, I will put your motherfucking ass out butt ass naked. You put your clothes on outside. Shit.
Wow.
Fuck out my face.
Okay.
Hey,
fuck out my
room. That's a real nigga too.
He's so evil.
Hey, you have to tell we see you. Shit, you know
what I'm saying? Why you can't just teach it out?
You
can't
just
why you just can't
teach
it?
Everybody teach. Man, hold on. First off, if I wanted to be a damn teacher, I would have went over here and went to school to do that shit. I ain't got time to teach. I need professionals, damn it. I mean, motherfuckers
know how to work. Whoa. Because every time you mess with a different person, you learn something different from them. Like, they may have their own little niche or something new that they might bring to the table.
I'm sure I did a lot.
What y'all got going on? Because we can go on and on about that whole sex thing.
Alright,
break it down.
Who's going first?
Hey, you go ahead. You got the flow, man.
Come on, you act like we got all night. Come on, let's go.
I really need to shit, man. Like I said, top syndicate, you know what I'm saying? Hands down, going like Philly. You know, I got me and my boy Carla got a banging ass track coming out, you know what I'm saying, with our boy Skinny on there called Hustle Game Live. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Straight crunk days, you know what I'm saying, kind of music. So if you ain't live or if you just, you know, you said that slow shit, don't even fuck with it. I'm telling you, don't, you know, because it's through the roof right now. Other than that, you know what I'm saying, we got that Salute the Flag. That right there is one of my personal favorites. So, I mean, hey, the track speaks for itself.
No, don't forget to tell about the Florida trip. You know, we got to be in Florida, you know what I'm saying, coming up in July. We got, you know what I'm saying, some other venues hitting us up, trying to get us a different spot. So,
oh,
you know,
most death, most death.
Yeah,
most
we
death.
Moving around. We moving around.
Okay.
If anybody's going to be in Florida, Miami Beach, you got to hit the Indie Bash, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be crazy. Over 40,000 is expected to be there, you know, so, hey, it's going to be on Miami Beach, and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I was there. Darn. I got to get the body right anyway. I got like 10 more pounds to lose, you know what I mean? That's just the only one.
We had to turn down a couple of them because they wasn't talking the right amount of money. You know what I mean? They ain't talking about shit. If you ain't talking the right people, we ain't fucking with you.
Y'all ain't no money first, man. I mean, this is business.
Business is business. Okay.
Yes, sir. Right. Oh, yeah. We didn't up the game something crucial, man. We bought that paper for real. So, you know what I'm saying? If your money ain't straight, don't talk.
Yeah, it is.
Keep your shit quiet.
You're silly.
Real shit, man.
All right, well, y'all want to give them your Facebook, Twitter. I just tweeted you out, you know, in case people want to hit you up, you know, because you don't be on Twitter like that. So,
you think I don't? You might want to check my tweet. You can check my tweets. I'm always on that bitch.
Okay. All right, well, y'all want to hit him up, definitely, you know, I just tweeted him so y'all can follow him because he got a crazy-ass name. It ain't the way it spells, it sounds anyway.
Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
It's top.
So hit him up on Twitter and give him your Twitter, hon.
All right, you can find me just basically at Top Syndicate, you know what I'm saying, at TOP_Syndicate.
Okay. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, too. Cause I'm gonna try to find.
I just sent the request to follow. No, I sent the request to follow on the radio station. My bad.
I got you. I'm gonna send it to you.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so we gonna get into this track, or what are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah. Get into this track.
You know me, if anybody on this line, I know there's a lot of them that should be on here who know me, and you already know what the fuck I do, damn it. It's always going to be some type of controversy. I'm still the most controversial motherfucker in this bitch, damn it. It ain't going to change. If y'all don't know, they got this Saluting the Flag, Top Syndicate, Black Plague, and Nightcrawler. Let's get it.
Yeah. America, you say the home of the brave. I say a country that was built on the back of black slaves. 400 years of steel cattle, we had to deal with this shit. Now it's police and politicians out here cracking the whip. It ain't the cotton fields now, it's the time that we do. It ain't the houses in the back, it's the projects that we move. But the streets with hella drugs and a gang of police, with laws that's instituted to take our ass off the streets, kill our kids for pseudo justice. We ain't supposed to be mad, but at the same damn time, salute the American flag and have faith up in a system that is truly unjust. So we support a fucking system that is only blind to us. A black man gets killed, there's so much shit to discuss. But if a black man did they kill him, you ready to lock his ass up. We gave our blood, sweat, and tears, but wasn't part of the plan. Until we see better days, fuck saluting the flag, huh?
N-I-G-G, all day. Blowing smoke with faces and laws, patrolling daily. Cause I fit descriptions of folk with similar pigment. Lord, why this world is dying to stop my legacy exist? And why these mamas crying?
Cause their child was a victim
to some fucking racist faggot
who ain't had no business near him.
Then be walking out of courtroom smiling, taking pictures.
Now I'm messed up, parked outside, ready to get him. Soon as I contact on the target, it's
shots blitzing. Homicide for homicide.
If I'ma die, you all will die.
These choppers blow your whole city down.
It's
over now. They can't hold it down.
We it's a racial education in my part of town. It's the reason all these gangsters grill and golden fry. See why their kids graduating to college. Our kids make it off street now. Shot on the grind trying to take these collars. I see my doctors and lawyers reduced to junkies and thieves. They use their thick ass thesaurus to call us monkeys and fleas. We'll never understand the hate they hold for me. I ain't wanna be living with them, I just wanted to speak. I question all their policies concerning our mother, saw what they did in Iraq. And we can't let them just fuck us, so listen closely. And use finesse when you touch her, I'm serious. So take it as a threat, motherfucker. Cause anything you do to her, we plan to do to yours. Bring my nation down to all fours. Let's not forget America, you know you raised me rough. I ain't trying to be fucking with you, trying to wake my niggas up.
Yeah, it's your man Danny Cash chilling out with my homegirl, Fire Chick, and you have officially been smacked.
Yeah.
And our radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I work hard on that website. I'm telling y'all right now. I mean, it took me weeks, okay? Shout out to everybody that has their own website. I'm telling you, I was stressed out, but it's done, it's up, and I'm definitely going to upgrade it a little bit more, but y'all can always go over there and check out and see all the people that's come through and all the gas and all the news and anything pertaining to Air It Out Radio is all on there, okay? What else did I want to talk to y'all about real quick? Yes, The Essence. All right, I got two tickets to the Essence Festival. That's coming up pretty soon. So I'll tell y'all more details about that probably next week and get into that and all the details because it's a little complicated and I'm just getting back on the show and I don't feel like explaining all that. So I'll let y'all know more about that. Make sure y'all hit up my mascot on Twitter, you know what I mean, Mr. Scribbles. All right. We'll be at the, the Broad Street Run, May 4th, I think it is. Is that Sunday? Yeah. So we'll be out there, you know, if y'all want to slide through and check out Scribbles for the first time, he'll be out there. You know, we try to do positive events and whatnot. So shout out to Scribbles and shout out to my mascot, you know, behind the scenes. We can't, you know, reveal his identity. But shout out to him for, you know, slaving in that suit. I put it on one time and it was hot as hell in there. So shout out to him, you know. But Scribbles be getting all the ladies, so, you know, y'all sleeping with him. If y'all need him to be in some video, let me know, too. We'll try to work it out, all right? Hit up the line, 642-1470. See, I'm telling you, this number is, like, so... It got every number in the room. I can't deal with it no more. It's just too crazy. All right, so anyway, hopefully I get my number back next week. I'm hoping but if not, I'll be stuck with this stupid-ass number. Anyway, we're going to have the lines up. 1910, Air It Out Radio.
What up, this your boy, the infamous Dante Diesel, Illadel Styles and all that. Fire! What's good with you?
I missed that. Fire! Ain't you, ain't you? Trying to get comfortable again.
You getting back into the swing of it real good. I see you had Nightcrawler on there, Mr. Controversy himself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He was good tonight, though. He wasn't as bad as he normally is, you know.
Nah, he wasn't as bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He getting warmed up, too.
Yeah, he was getting warmed up. Yeah, next week he'll be, you know, about to shoot somebody. Yeah, so.
Right. It is what it is.
So, tonight's topic, can you address it?
I mean, me personally, no. I don't think I'll be doing those sex tapes to get on. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm already on. I don't need that kind of promotion. I mean, to get on. I mean, I got too many things.
That's the way to go.
Nah, you know, I got movies. You know, I got music. You know what I'm saying? I got production. I got too many things going on. One of my cakes is bubbling already. So like, I don't really need that to get on. I mean, we all know sex sells. I'm not gonna put people down who do it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I mean, if that's all you want to be known for, then that's your gimmick to get in the future bag. Then it is what it is.
I'm not
is,
gonna lie. If y'all do a sex tape, any of y'all that's on the line, I guarantee you, I watch it. Just so I can see how you get down. Don't you want to see how people get down? I don't know. Maybe I'm just nosy. But I was like, I got to see it to see how you get down.
And then after that, then what?
Then I'm good. I'm just nosy. I got to look.
So basically, all right, so I get it now. As long as the people are being pleased for that moment, you're good. But once you out the door, like, cause that's all you're going to get recognized for is that sex tape, and you out the door, like, next year, then, all right, so you had your one-hit wonder. You remind me of Milli Vanilli. I mean,
right.
You know. Okay. I mean,
if
whatever fits you both, you know
what I'm saying? Yeah, after that is really, you know, nobody care. I think she'll be all right, because after it's done and over with, she do a couple interviews, and then it'll die down.
It'll die down, but she'll die down, too, because nobody's gonna respect her for any reason.
Oh.
You know, so.
Well, she'll go back to the maid service, you know what I mean?
I mean, well, you know, I mean, if that's what floats the boat, you know what I mean? It's good, you know what I mean? It's all goody-goody, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that ain't what I represent, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that I wouldn't be looking for no sex tape. But I shout out to all of y'all who do. If that's what you want to do, whatever floats the boat, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what
if
it
y'all
is.
Do a sex tape, I'm watching. I'm telling y'all right now. So just go ahead, knock yourself out, and I'll be watching. Because I'm nosy.
I mean, you know, I mean, not you per se, but then again, whatever. I'm just saying, if you want a sex tape, then we can make one personally. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, no.
Right?
No. Right, you know? It's, you know, no.
I guess it depends on who your partner is, too, because, you know, you got to have a dope partner so, you know, it can balance out. You know what I mean? So... Or somebody with a name in the industry, whatever, and then just throw it out there.
All right, now, see, if you go there, now you go there. So if Holly Berry said she wanted to do a sex tape with me, would I do it? Yes.
Okay.
I had nothing to lose then. Feel me?
For the guy, it's always a win-win, though. Like, for the girl, it's just, you know what I mean? There ain't nobody saying nothing bad about Nico. It's just they just paying attention to her. Like it's they just dogging her, but they don't give a fuck about him. You know, he look like a pimp right about now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess if you look at it like that from that perspective, I don't know. But I still, you know, at the end of the day, I can't ruin no future Grammys or Oscars that I might want because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on another level. So, you know, we ain't thinking about sex tapes.
On another
level?
Yeah,
right. You know. I gotta, you know, really give a shout out to one of the nation's flyest DJs in the world, the Fleet DJs, because I represent them hard, you know what I mean? And what we represent, I mean, I'm in that bike life, you know what I'm saying? I got all kinds of things going on, you know what I'm saying? So, like, at the end of the day, my reputation is a little, you know, it's on the next level. I can't be fooling with that. That's foolery right there, you know?
Okay. All right, so speaking of the whole, you know, bike situation, how's that going? And what's up with the movies? You know, you got to break it down.
First and foremost, you know, shout out to Third World, which is my Third World Phillies, which is my bike club, Sergeant at Arms, and shout out to my president, DJ Doodles, Noodles,
Doodles.
DJ Noodles, who
Doodles?
Represent. Yeah, Noodles. I don't know if you might know Noodles if you've seen him. He'd be with the DJ Cafe, International DJ Cafe, you know what I mean, Philly. So, you know, but shout out to him, shout out to the press, and basically, you know, I'm doing that. I got the, you know, that song that we put out last year is called Bike Life, and right now that's circulating through the whole bike community. You know what I mean? We just did a bike run last week, so that was a hot situation. Yes, got a new movie working on right now. It's called Bully. Hopefully, it'll start casting in end of May. You know what I'm saying, for that situation. Hopefully, start shooting beginning of June, and it'll be another fall release for that. And at the end of the day, it's going to be way bigger than we did before. I had to step up on the equipment, you know, with the cranes and all that good stuff. You know, we really going legit with this one. It's going to be a crossover movie. You know what I mean? It's not just about bullying and schools and all that. It's really like a family situation. So it's definitely on a bigger scale, bigger level. We're dealing with different people. It's going to be diverse. You know what I'm saying? It's just not, it's an all black movie. So definitely going to be a something to watch. And also, you know, still got my crew. You know, we working on some projects right now. Actually, my son back on board, Ty Flawless.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He got a mixtape. He working on. I'm trying to get him to do albums right now, because that's all we do right now. Really, is really albums. All my albums are on iTunes right now, so you can go check out the Solar Side. You can go check out the Airplay and different albums that I got on iTunes. Just look up Dante Diesel. You'll find a slew of them. You know what I'm saying? So we're definitely making major moves on not just iTunes. We on iHeartRadio, Pandora. You know, we spread it abroad. So, you know, we're doing our thing.
Now, how does somebody get on iHeart? You know what I mean? For somebody that doesn't know. Because I thought iHeart was more difficult.
Well, what happens is if you really getting ratings on iTunes. And actually, it really doesn't even work like that. If you go through CDBaby.com for your distribution, what happens is they already have a slew of people they connect with once you get into their package deal. And basically, they give it to iHeart. They give it to Pandora. But your video views, because I'm on Vevo. I'm also like one of the only artists in Philly on Vevo. Your video views as well as your views, period, between YouTube and how many sales you're making allows iHeart to actually put you in their category. So once they see that you're actual real artist and you're using legit music or whatever, they just put you in rotation to see how it works. Because, like, if you go to Spotify right now, Spotify.com, and you look up Dante Diesel, you'll see all my albums. You can listen to them for free and all that. And you can also buy them from Spotify or whatever, download them. So, like, Once you get in sales and you getting views and reviews from different people or whatever, then your clout kind of go up to get you into all the other circuits and stuff like that. Because I'm on radio, which is RDIO, so I'm on that site as well too. So like, it's just all about your music, man. Like I said, I got a lot of DJs really pushing my DJ list over 5,000 people. I'm messing with the Fleet DJs, the Bum Squad DJs, International DJ Cafe. So like, all the DJs are spinning the music. I'm on a lot of radio shows. This was my first radio show that really boosted the music. But I'm definitely on a lot of other radio shows with a lot of DJs. So I'm doing songs for them, drops, and different things like that. So my name is really getting around. I'm in the New York circuit right now. So it's just a different situation when you actually step up your game as far as promoting your music. So that's how you really get on those other stations. It's really all about the promotion, your relationships you're making with the DJs and different things like that. So You can go also check out the videos. The videos is online. Just shot the last video we just shot. It's called Like You. You know what I'm saying? So you can check that out on YouTube under Dante Diesel. You know, like I said, it's really about just your networking and then the work that you put out. You know what I mean? And that'll get you on those other stations.
So are you gonna open up the situation like you did for your last movie for the Air It Outers that's on, you know, on the show to give them a slot or opportunity to get into the next movie?
I'm definitely going to be looking for extras for the movie. Like, the main spots are going to be filled by professional people that I got already in line for the main spots, but I definitely got a lot of other scenes and extras. Like I said, this is a little more upscale movie. It's a little more bigger, so it's a lot more extra scenes that somebody might get one part, but it's a major part of the movie. Like, you know, you might see a couple of sub-characters that make their entry into the movie. Like, for instance, like a little boy in the movie who's being bullied, his mom, she only got one scene, which is her coming home from work. But that's a major scene because it shows the character of her with him. So basically those type of scenes will be available in the movie. But just people that just, you know, that want to get their face shown in the movie, you know, extra parts. You know what I mean? I got a lot of extra parts in there that's going to be relevant to the movie. So, anyway, you know, yeah, I'm definitely going to open it up, you know, on that scale. And, you know. And
so y'all heard it here, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all tune in so y'all can see about it.
Look, I look at it like this. You never know what talent is out there. So somebody might hit me up tonight and leave me their picture and their bio and all that good stuff. And they actually can do some work and got the look for what I'm looking for. They might get an extra role. They might get that big role. You know what I'm saying? Because I do got a couple of rules left over, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm only looking for people that's serious. Like, if you're not really serious about this work, this game, I mean, I love music, and let's be clear, music is my first passion. You know what I'm saying? But movies, everybody can't do a movie, and the movies that I do are on a different scale. So at the end of the day, I need people that's serious, you know what I'm saying? You know, some people don't take their music craft serious, so I know they ain't going to take their movie craft serious. So, you know, if you're really serious about this situation, then you're going to hit me up. You know, I always get hit up every day. So, you know, like I said, it's another level for me. You know what I mean? I'm loving it. I'm loving life right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving life. I'm loving you. I'm loving you right now.
Yay!
You just don't understand. You're back on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, you back online killing them.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back, man. Like, I really am. I'm glad everybody was patient enough for me to take my little time off and, you know, regroup. But, you know, I'm happy to be back. So, you know, definitely as the week goes on, you know, the show is going to definitely get better. And I'm, like I said, it's just warming up. And, you know, the guests is going to be crazier and, you know, the tour and all that events, so I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. Also, I opened up the door for people got serious tracks like love songs, ballads, you know what I'm saying, all those type of good tracks. I mean, like, the track got to be polished for me to put it on the soundtrack for the movie. So at the end of the day, if you got polished tracks, I mean, mastered, I mean, like, real crazy, like, on some real legit stuff, not, you know, some basement work or whatever, you're definitely going to get a play on the soundtrack, and it may be in the movie, you know what I'm saying? It just depends how the track sounds and if it fits the category, you know what I'm saying? So, you send a track, you know, you can always send it to Illadel Styles DVD Magazine at yahoo.com. If you don't know the website by now, it's illadelstyles.com, illadelstyles.com. You know what I'm saying? If you're not familiar, get familiar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It is what it is. The reputation.
So I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Are you still having the position to where you're given the opportunity if somebody to do a collab with you, you shoot the video for free, or are you not doing that anymore?
Of course. Like, I mean, any collabs that I do with any artist right now, I always shoot the video for free regardless. It's not even just an open door policy. It is what it is. Like, if I collab with you, right now I'm trying to get with my man .com and a few other artists, you know what I mean, who've been networking with me on Facebook that see the work, that know the grind, so that we can get some tracks done and get the videos done. I mean, if you're networking with me, you know the video is automatic because my face goes on it, my name goes on it, so it's automatic. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to ask if you're going to get a video for that song because it's going down. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad because I never stayed in contact with Haiti Yacht so we can do the video for the song that we did last year. But, we all get busy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, we all get busy, but at the end of the day, if I collab with you this year, you know what I'm saying, it's an automatic schedule for that video, you know what I'm saying, so get prepared for that. It is what it is, because everything
y'all heard it here, y'all, for the people that's listening, okay, we're going to say it one more time for y'all. If y'all collab with Dante Bizu, okay, a.k.a. EQ Philly, and it's on my Twitter, all right, if y'all collab with him on a feature, on a track, he will shoot the video. So y'all going to automatically get a free video. So all you got to do is hit him up and say, listen, yo, I got a track. I want you to jump on it. Boom. And then y'all go from there.
But check it out, though. I just want y'all to let's be clear. I always got to be clear with people. You're not just getting a free video. You're getting free exposure. You don't understand, like, how large my DJ list is and how many people support what I'm doing right now. You don't understand how much attention you're going to be getting from your situation, which will turn other people onto your situation. So, like I'm saying to you, like, when you collab with me, if it's some serious shit, like, if you coming to me not on some rah-rah, you know, and it's some serious work, trust me, your exposure going to be on another level because I'm dealing with the best DJs in the world, dude. Like, it's let's be clear. That's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no fraud in the game. Them days is over with fraud. We do what we do. And all you got to do is follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can see for yourself who following me, who really doing it. Virgil Starr hit me up not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, let's be clear. I got to say that. Let's be clear. It's a serious situation, you know what I mean? It ain't nothing to boast about or nothing like that, toot my own horn, but I'm confident in what I'm doing right now, and everybody see the movement. It's a great movement. Shout out to my man True. Shout out to Jay Swag, Reese Banger, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. They in the lab. They working hard, you know what I'm saying to you? So, like, you're going to hear new projects from them this year, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin Henny Bangs, we got that song online right now. It's called Stone. Like, that joint been out before Stoner came out. It's just a cocky coincidence that they kind of came up with that Stoner joint. But it's cool. But our joint is doing numbers on Vivo, so that's a good look for me and the whole situation and the movement. So, like, it is what it is. Let's be clear. Like, the publicity and promotion you're going to get is just crazy. So, you know, my team doing work. My team, I got beat makers. You know what I'm saying? I got like three beat makers online on deck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are really supporting the situation. And I got to give a love and shout out to you once again because you've been number one supporting the situation since day one. But now I got a whole slew of other people that's really on it. Like I said, once I got into that bike life, it was a whole different world. Now I got bikers who support the situation. I'm talking about Rough Riders and all those other cats, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I can go on for days with a list of different people that's really supporting the situation. But like I said, it's a whole, it's like your promotion is going to be crazy. So get on the track and you see for yourself. Yeah, get on the track and you see for yourself. It is what it is. But bottom line is, no, I'm not doing sex tapes. No, it's not going down.
What?
No sex tapes.
Okay, we're not getting into the 16. We're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna get you to introduce, you know, get you to promote, and then we're gonna jump into your track. See, I was doing.
All right, well, you know, Illadel style. Hit me up on my Instagram, Dante Bizu, and this is how you spell it: Donta, not Donte. Donta Diesel, Dei, not Die. Diesel, Dante Bizu. _ aka EQ Philly on Instagram, EQ Philly on Twitter, and you know, just look up Dante Bizu on Facebook when you see that. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a lot of other social networks, so if you really want to really find out who I am and what I'm doing between your LinkedIn and your Google and all that, just go to IllidelStyles.com. Everything's on the website. You can check it out. You can always link there to all my other sites, and it's a movement. You know what I'm saying? So let's be clear about
all right,
that.
So we're gonna let you go ahead and introduce the track.
new track, definitely popping right now. You know what I'm saying? I really went in with the samples on this joint. Some of y'all might not even notice it, but I got two samples in there, and I'm gonna give them to y'all so y'all won't have to look for them. Or it's a Pardon Me. It's the song is called Pardon Me. I used the sample from my MOP. You know what I'm saying? And then the basic track itself sample comes from KRS-One. So you check it out, dig it for yourself. It's called Pardon Me, and it's on some conscious, ill, real hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of DJs on it. So y'all get on it, get on board, enjoy the track. You're hearing it first right here on the one official station, Air It Out Radio with that chick Fire, and you have officially been smacked.
Blah. Oh,
pardon me.
Philadelphia style.
Pardon me.
Dante Diesel.
Pardon me.
Philly, what up?
Pardon me.
Yeah, New York, what up?
Pardon me.
East Coast.
Pardon me.
They say rap is for the young, but that's some dumb shit. It takes the old to teach the young how to run. And since I'm older, I guess I gotta change the script. I'm on my ladder staying loaded with a full clip. I got mileage, so I guess it'll be a good year. I'm out of orbit, but I'm flowing in this atmosphere. Captain of the ship, they call it Illidel. 2 and 5 spitters dwell. This is for my people locked in a cell. A lot of pain in the streets nowadays, and the church can't fix what a mother can't raise. The old saying, I guess crime pays. But the devil is alive, but the people still amazed. See me in the hood, hustle hard, trying to get a dollar. Young bucks running wild cause they got no father. Who to blame for the social interruption?
Must be the politics filled with corruption.
Pardon me.
Pardon me.
For being a black man.
Pardon me.
I'm on my ill ish.
Pardon me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Pardon me. Pardon me. Pardon me.
Kinda cold when you 5 years old and you walking down the street, no food, no clothes. My mom died from pneumonia in a cold house. My brother died in the streets trying to save a mouse. Everybody got their war story, but rappers nowadays, no brains, no glory. Rapping for attention, but most of y'all bore me. Yelling at your chick cause she likes me and adore me. Oxymoron, you say you read Quran, but you never on your dean kill your own for a dream. Now do I have your attention? Hating me, causing more dissension. Listen, I don't bow down, I'm a god. You rappers claiming God, but you just a facade. Teach your people how to walk with integrity, and maybe, little man, you might get respect from me. Pardon me.
Pardon me.
For being a black man.
Pardon me.
I'm on my ill ish.
Pardon me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Pardon me. Pardon me. Pardon me.
East Coast, what up? New York, what up? Philly in effect. 2 and 5 to Burrow.
Yo, yo, what up? This your boy Dante Diesel, Illidel Styles in the building, and you're now tuned into the hottest radio internet station in the world, you know what I'm saying, with that chick Fire, Air It Out Radio. Let's go!
Air It Out Radio is that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Aha, Mr. Dante, you forgot all about that drop, didn't you? I know you did. Shout out to everybody that came through the meet and greet that I had. I had some food set up and everything. So don't say that people don't do nothing for free, okay? So I don't want anybody to say that. I always do stuff for free. I just don't take advantage of it all the time, all right? So shout out to everybody that came through, and shout out to everybody that came through to the other meet and greet that I had where I just did nothing but drops, and I had some food out there, and it was just like a little get-together. Y'all really should come out to stuff like that so I would know what you want. You know, y'all always say that, you know, the promoters, they always want money, and then when you have somebody that wants to look out for y'all and figure out what the hell you want, y'all don't even fucking show up half the time. So listen, next time I have something, bring your ass out, because it's more of a networking thing to find out what you want. So then when I do have events, I know what to give away. You know, I know what y'all looking for, you know what I'm saying? So I am trying to branch out and sponsor a couple artists here and there for some events. And when I say sponsor, I mean I'll pretty much be paying for you to go to New York or go wherever. And then, you know, you just got to rep air it out. You know, you got to wear my hat and all that shit. You know, it is what it is. Okay, so if you're interested in that, definitely hit me up. I only really pay attention to the people that, you know, fuck with me on the show or that's tweeting and all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Because they put in work, and it is what it is, you know? So if you're showing me love, I'm going to show you love back, and that's just the way, you know, this whole process works. And, you know, as they say, clicks or whatever the case is, but, you know, if you don't put in work with somebody, why would somebody just look out for you? Come on, man, that don't make no sense. Alright, so definitely stay tuned with me. I really want to start pushing a couple other people and putting them into things. And but I gotta know what y'all want. So when I have stuff, y'all really gotta come out and give your opinion, because it's on some more social shit to find out what's going on. Alright, because y'all in the streets more than I am. I'm not in the streets, you know. I just hear about it and I know a lot about it, but I'm not in the streets like that. So definitely check out the website, airitoutradio.net, to find out what's going on with me as well. Or, you know, you can always follow me, Facebook, Twitter, and everything else. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. I got a couple other heads on the line. Don't go nowhere. I see some people still, you know, hanging tight. I know y'all been on for a while. I can see how long y'all been on. I can see when you hang up and drop or whatever the case is. So, yeah, I can see all that. Y'all think I don't know. So, I do. I know everything. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, little behind the scenes joint. Okay. What else I want to tell you before I hit the lines up really quick? Oh, Tiffany's Bakery. Shout out to them. And also Scribbles. You know, make sure y'all hit up his Twitter if y'all can. Only one Scribbles. Okay. Shout out to him. That's my baby, you know. I really want to push him out a little bit more. Shout out to Dante Diesel who came on. And he's, you know, like I said, y'all really got to start taking advantage of stuff like that. Y'all cry and cry and cry about people not doing anything, and then y'all don't want to take advantage of it. So really take advantage of some of the stuff and the people that come on to the show to really look out for y'all, okay? It's really important. And I'm not just saying that. And take advantage of the blogs because they're free. Anything free, jump on it, you know, and then do the other shows so you don't have to kill your bread and kill your time. Blogs is the future. I hate to, like, you know, go on and on about it, but I'm just saying, you know, you can sit at home in one day and be on in 20 different states. I tell you no lie. So really sit down and get to the blogs and get some in Atlanta, Cali, and, you know, you can sit down and get a whole bunch of different blogs in different states, and you can have your music all over the place, just like the DJ, and get with Dante Diesel so he can tell you about how to get in that DJ world as well, because he's really good with that. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. And not the Raina, she just hit me up and said, thank you, Fire, for, you know, educating, you know, me and whatnot. Because, you know, we here to stick together. Shout out to Anthony Duvall, Phone Home Tone, I think I said him. DFF, what up? Nightcrawler, he just hit me up. Andy what? What up? And I think this is Blast. I hope I said that right. Shout out to Blast. And Machete King, what up? He hit me up on Twitter. Kenneth Sapson, CEO. And let me see if I can run down. I didn't even hit my Instagram up to see what's going on over there. But shout out to everybody that's hit me up on Twitter. Actually, Twitter. All right. So people are just now hitting me up again because they see me giving shout-outs. Yeah, I see you, nigga. Shout out to Nightcrawler. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up again. 3314, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Fuck Kev Durant. Fuck
what?
Kev Durant. Oh, I'm sorry, Fi. I was singing my favorite rapper,
no,
Lil B. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That was the best impersonation,
I mean, that's his newest song. You know, I'm definitely loving the real hip-hop out here, and I'm definitely waiting for that Trinidad James interview. Ooh, that's my beat back there. Well, it was good, though. It was propane, bitches.
Yeah.
C3 Entertainment.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Propane.
Still doing this shit. The blue flame up in this motherfucker, man. Blue Flair.
Yeah.
The author.
Awesome.
ReverbNation.com. ReverbNation.com. Propane One, y'all. I mean, shit's still the same, man. I'm still cooking that shit up. Still got that. Still got them bars. Matter of fact,
you
them
on
bars
Instagram
coming even
heavy.
Harder.
You
yeah, and I just
heavy.
Got my Instagram.
You might really like that page, because before on Twitter,
yeah,
it was like a no-show.
Yeah, no. That matter of fact, I'm supposed to be getting my Twitter up today, but, you know, I mean, I'm going to try to get it up tomorrow.
What you mean you're supposed to be getting it? Like, you got to order the shit. Like, yeah, I like to take
it. I don't do this shit. I don't. You know what?
I
think
Twitter, like, they sneakers and shit.
Yo, no. I needed that laugh because I ain't laugh all day, guys.
Come on, I'm about to go get me a Twitter. Like,
I'm about to get that shit. You get it at the store and shit. Now, I don't feel like going to my Play Store on my phone, so I just get my manager to do that shit. They do that shit, but, you know what I mean? I'm on the Twitter joint. I'm going to get on the Twitter joint. But, yeah, Instagram me. I don't know my Instagram, so whatever.
Lord.
ReverbNation.com. ReverbNation.com, Propane One. Propane underscore C3,
how you not know your Instagram?
I mean,
Can you make the page? Come on, man.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You didn't make the page.
And I ain't even going. Huh?
You didn't make the page. Who made the page? The manager.
No, you drawing. No, she ain't do that. I can't tell you. Can't tell you on there anyway.
Okay.
But
you could have lied.
Yeah. Anyway, the sex tape shit. I wouldn't do no sex tape to get me out there. You know, I'd do it just. Because, you know what I mean, not for no
so
exposure
you're doing
or whatever. Like, I mean, if, yeah.
Without
I mean,
no
facts. I don't give a fuck about, yeah, like, because if I do it, because I don't even want to say it, but, you know what I mean, I've been thought about that shit. I had a couple of chicks to do that shit, but I'm just like, man, no, I don't want to do that shit. But
now,
I would.
I'm going to tell y'all, so y'all want to be, you know, porn stars.
It's not even
money.
No fun.
Nah,
hey,
because, you know,
matter of fact, it's like
ago,
the it's like the Atlanta Bulls. I forgot where them Bulls were from, but you know what I mean. He was saying that they bust the camera out just for the fuck of it or whatever. Like, I mean, some people do it for, I mean, to get exposure or whatever. Like, I mean, I know that when I was planning to do it, it wasn't to get, you know, money or nothing. Like, it was just. I mean, just show you how you can get jackhammered.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. Jackhammered. Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I got to put that on. I was thinking about putting that on display, but I'm like, whatever, man. I ain't worried about that
I'm
shit.
I'm B-West. I'm nosy. I like to get down. Especially people I know, I'd be like,
but that's why I
like, what?
That's what it's for. Like, that's why I would put it out there, just because, I mean, I wouldn't care who watch it. That's the whole thing. Like, I mean, you just gotta, I mean, but what is it? Because I don't watch the show, but
what if
your
niece see it or something? You know what I mean? Yo, I'm
a grown-ass man.
No?
I'm a good,
okay.
No, I'm not going to.
Never mind.
Yo, you should know me, but. Like, you know what I'm saying? I really don't care. Like,
what was I thinking?
I don't know, but, like,
oh,
you know
by
what I'm
the
saying?
Way,
like, when
your Instagram page is propane underscore C3. How the hell don't know you?
Thank you. I see you on top of things. But you know what? That's why I love you, dog. Like,
yeah, well, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Finally on there using it actively. So, you know, I mean, I can keep up with you.
Help a nigga out, man. You know,
okay, so what you got going on? You got shows? Yeah, what you got going on?
Man, I ain't doing shit. Like, no. y'all niggas can look out for the next 16 A Better Jack Thriller Cypher, John.
Yeah, what is that? That's your Twitter. You know that, right?
Huh? That's my Twitter.
Probably did. Ain't that your Twitter?
No, it ain't my. I don't have one yet.
You sure?
But yeah, that's
yes,
Jack.
Do.
That's probably Jack
God.
Thriller Twitter.
Yeah, it's the Jack Thriller Twitter. And I was like, who the fuck is this? that's
a brown skin. No, that's not me. A brown skin guy with a star in his eye. Why you think I'm Jack Thriller? What's wrong with you?
You put that down on one of your papers. I'm not even lying to you.
I said shout out the Jack Thriller in Little C's and My Sign. Because that's what I did. I went up to Brooklyn, Wednesday. And
so that is your page, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's on my page, but he not my, you said that was my Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, I thought that was your Twitter. No? Okay, never mind.
No.
Right, well,
yeah, but no, I'm about to, I don't know what the hell you talking about, but I'm about to get my Twitter up. So, like, it's all good, because that's what the girl was telling, what a Jack Thriller assistant was telling me, like, you don't got a Twitter, get your Twitter up, because listen, y'all, I came through Brooklyn, man, like, that was my first time going through Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, and, them niggas really showed your wolf love, man. You know what I'm saying? Lil C, look at me.
Your
wolf. I'm saying? You already know how I talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Lil C and Jack Thriller. Like, wait till y'all see the footage, man. I had everybody going crazy up in there, man. So, like, you know what I mean? Look forward to this this new beginning album that I'm still putting together on top of Power in the Tongue. On top, you know, me and my brother, my brother, he just got his own church, so now I'm definitely just trying to walk my path out. But as y'all see, it's definitely hard for me. So let's not forget,
yeah, we
still human. A nigga still human, and I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas think. You know what I'm saying? But like, let's keep an eye on the prize though. But it's cool. I still can be my Wolverine self. You know what I'm saying? But
Listen, I suffer with it all the time too, because you know my problem is cussing. I cuss. People say my mouth is like so dirty, but it's a bad habit. I'm
fire, you never. As much as I've been talking, you
oh my
on
God.
And off.
Like,
you
got
us. Yo, I talk to you so grimy.
Trust me.
I don't think you don't cuss.
Oh my God.
Well, not to me.
I just be cussing
not,
for
not
no
to.
Reason. I have to stop sometimes. It's so hard for me.
Feel you. We all
struggling
with
something. Because my mom is like,
Frankie,
out this bitch. So, like, you know how you feel.
Oh, okay,
here.
There you go. Okay.
You know, you can hear buzzes all damn day, and you like, fuck it, you know. But,
nah,
you know,
listen,
that's something I'm working on.
You
know, you can do it. You can do it. Everybody got their own issue.
Everybody got their own yoke, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, I feel you, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, what I got in front of me in store. But, like I said, the music is definitely, I'm going to give it to y'all how my heart going to say, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, as long as I got emotions and nerves, And people in this world acting shady, shysty, and snakish and all, like, I can take the bigger role for a little while, but eventually, like, instead of me acting out physically, like, I'm going to get you with this music. And you probably might not like it, but long as it's the truth, and that's all I care about, because that's all I'm about is bars. So, like I said, I don't want to take up no more time, because I know. Matter of fact, I am glad you back too. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy we back. Ed out. You know what I'm saying? We back on this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing with y'all, man. And you know what? I ain't going
to
start.
Yeah,
I ain't going
to
go
on. Don't give it to him. Yeah,
I ain't going to do it. But you niggas, you niggas is weak. You niggas is weak. You weak ass rappers. I still ain't changed.
Pull it back.
I still
now.
Don't.
Pull it back.
All right.
Go.
Well,
yeah, one, two,
like
three,
I said,
four.
My matter of fact, my
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I just love Ed up.
I know you do. We gotta talk off the air, but we gonna get into your track. I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce it.
I just remade 50 Cent new pilot song, so you know what I mean, let's get into that. Fuck mainstream, I spit bars, bitch.
I'm on my Philly fly, see I'm ready to die. I don't need no co-pilot, no. just pro. Oh, sick of niggas' lies every time when they rhyme. They just need to retire. Lego, Lego,
fuck mainstream basketball.
These niggas ain't got fucked up.
Lego, nigga, fuck mainstream basketball. Ball, kumbaya shit. Fuck mainstream basketball.
Nigga, this hip hop, nigga.
Lego, nigga, fuck mainstream basketball.
Yo,
fuck mainstream, I spit bars. Damn pain, you kinda cocky, nah, that's confidence. Shit ain't hard, 100 rappers, I kill them all. Morgue me, fill them all. Floor seats, this 60 bar, no crystals. Just six packs of this equal game. Kick it off, I'm pissed off at you whack rappers. You bad mouth, I back slap you. Bipolar, mad rapper. This Biggie track, nah, 50 song. Well, I take that diddy, dawg. Gotta put it on for my city, dawg. Yeah, my attitude can get shitty, y'all. Whoa, stop. Pause. Fuck you think you talking, I better do what you telling me. Please don't get it fucked up, cause you know I'm a celebrity. Ghetto role model for my hood, yeah they loving me. Underground nigga cooking up that Philly recipe.
I'm on my Philly fly, be I ready to die. I don't need no co-styling, oh no. Just for sick of niggas lying. Every time when they rhyme, they just need to retire. Let go, let go,
Fuck mainstream, I spit ball.
Mainstream, I
spit balls.
Whole song, whatever, nigga.
Mixtape, balls.
I do it all.
Hey, look. Mainstream is watered down. It's too much of Florida sound. ATL, Mexico, I should go cross the border now.
Amigo.
Cause I'm getting border now. Surrounding all you fucking clowns. Shark attack, heart attack, y'all fish food. Take them down, I'm feasting on piranhas. Got this looker like Rihanna with me. If she talk slick, I pull over Chris Brown. A bitch, you better watch your mouth. Wipe your mouth from that saliva. Bust open your pussy lips. Now she bleeding from her vagina. Fucking with propane, uh-huh. Oakland, uh-huh. Blue flame, uh-huh. Hussein, I bomb. If you with him, man, they'll squat. I'm not even in my prime. I'm just too ahead of my time. UPT, CC3.
And I'm on my Philly fly, be I ready to die. I don't need no co-styling, no, no. Just for just the niggas lying. Every time when they rhyme, and they just need to retire. Let go, let go,
Fuck mainstream, I spit balls,
Let go,
fuck mainstream, I spit balls, Hey nigga, fuck mainstream, I spit balls, Let go, fuck mainstream, I spit balls,
that joint, you know what I mean? Trying to sing in the background, bro, okay. I like that joint. I ain't gonna front. I like it. It's dope. Okay, so, shout out to Propane, you know what I mean? Came through. Make sure if y'all want to get in contact with him, you know, he fucked up his whole Twitter. You know, I guess he gonna go cop that whenever he gets it. Hit him up on Instagram at Propane underscore C3, I think he said it was. I said it was. Shout out to Irv from Jersey. Hitting me up on Instagram. I'm going to give a couple Instagram shout outs real quick. Because I haven't even touched that. Willie Snipes. Shout out to him. Shout out to my girl Scorpio Love. You know, she be showing me live on there. Shout out to Rel Robinson, my baby. We ain't really talking right now. I'm a little mad out. Shout out to him. I don't know. He'll probably cuss me out on Facebook or something. Mano, what up? Mano Marley. What up, what up? Youngtastic. DJ Faraway. Reno. Fabulosity. Whatever. How the heck you say her name? She got that crazy ass name. Let me see. D33 underscore 38. Shout out to her. Shout out to Mar. Omar, what up? And Mina Storm, Artist for Hire, a whole bunch of other people in there. I'll get back to them before I get off the air, hopefully. All right, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. You know, y'all can always catch us every Monday, time and one from this point on. I'm going to keep it consistent. Just kind of take my break. I haven't took a break in, like, 6 years. So, you know, that was, like, long overdue. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in and that's still on hold. I'm definitely going to get to you, so do not go nowhere. And do not hit me up on Twitter cussing me out. You know, I ain't going for it. I kind of like when I get cussed out. It doesn't really bother me. It's just, like, whatever. You know what I mean? So, you get it, like, at least once a show. At least once a show. So, you know, Nightcrawler, he's trying to cuss me out, but, you know, I don't pay him no mind. He's Nightcrawler. So, anyway, let me see. Who am I getting to now? 6893.
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, No S's, No C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. It's the host with the most from the fucking West Coast. Raise your glass in a toast. It's Mr. Googleable, a.k.a. Bing Me Bitches, a.k.a. Mr. Visa, a.k.a. Mr. Ziploc, a.k.a. Mr. Incredible, a.k.a. The Referee, a.k.a. Dope Schwarzenegger. What it do, fire chick, air it out, we back on, baby.
Damn, I'm tired just listening to you say that.
I've been storing it up.
You done made me tired out this bitch. Okay, what's going on, Mr. Dope? Music.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Just hold it down, now, me. Shit, man,
yeah,
shout
you
out to you.
Hold
good
it
to
down
have you
when
back.
I was, yeah, you gotta hold it down while I was MIA, you know what I mean? So how's
man,
the show going?
MIA like the heat. You was MIA like the heat, I'm just saying.
Not that way, but, you know.
You was MIA like LeBron's hairline. Hey, but no,
Really?
Oh, man. Yeah, man. The show is great, man. The show is great. You know, I'm about the fuckery. I keep it 100, even though when I'm with the fuckery. But today, Donald Sterling made me feel some kind of way, because you know what I'm saying. It's like this: if he can make a half a billionaire feel like he wiped his ass with him, what the hell you think the rest of us? I don't understand it. How can you have a basketball team, say you don't want no black folks there? Who's going to play? J.J. Redick? Hilo Turkoglu? Like, who's going to play?
Mm-hmm. You know what? When you start talking basketball, there's a few things that I don't really get into. One of them is basketball, religion, and it's something else. Oh, like the whole abortion situation, like, or no, politics. Because when them three things start talking, niggas be ready to fight. So I don't really touch none of them. And, you know, I let everybody do what they do. But when you start talking sports, niggas be ready to swing and all that shit. So,
That's because they take, you know, that's the wrong thing.
Hard, so, last time I checked,
Kobe ain't sending me no checks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Dwayne Wade don't know who the fuck I am. So shout out to them, but they don't pay my bills. I wish they did. Hey, can a brother borrow $5? Can I borrow $5?
Right. So let me ask you about the topic tonight. You know, would you do a sex tape to get yourself out there a little bit more?
To get myself,
you know, you
not
would.
To get myself
I think
out
would.
There. Not to
yeah.
get my if it was out there, you know, I'd be like cool. You know what I'm saying? But like if I was married, I wouldn't do it because, you know, that's between me and my wife. But if I'm single,
standards.
Shoot.
What happens if you
get
married later on? How are you going to explain that shit to her? Like, yeah, baby, listen, right?
She know I was fucking before her. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I ain't fucking nobody while I'm with you, baby. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be like, hey, them two midgets and that old woman, they just happened to be in the video. I just saying they was in the video.
So crazy.
Shout out to the sexy midgets.
You a bang a midget?
Man, hell yeah. It's like a six pack. Carry around like a six pack.
Okay, well, is the coochie good or what? Because that's like a nosy.
I don't know. I've never done it.
Is it different from a regular chick?
I mean, I would, but I've never done it. But I would, though.
Oh, you've never done it? Okay. We need somebody that banged a midget to call up. Just let me know how that went. I know.
Man,
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just
like,
saying,
I wouldn't know
man.
It was the same way. It would be like messing with a kid, though, like, because it's so little.
No.
But
you're saying,
like, you know, it's so little.
They got adult parts. Like, their head is adult size.
No, they little, though. Like, they little people. I would feel so rot. Like, I couldn't mess with a midget. I would be like, what do you want me to do with this? No. It just, it feels like a little kid, like, no. It's just kind of weird for me.
That's because you're dealing with the man. That's because you're dealing with the man parts. I'm dealing with the woman
the
parts. Completely different. Yeah, different
it still
experience.
Still feel like
experience.
Playing with a doll baby. Like, I don't know.
No, hell no.
I know y'all look at it like it's a good thing because you could just swing her around. And, yeah, but I, it's just.
It's like Pilates. Like, I would use it like a little Pilates ball. I would use it like a little Pilates
like,
ball.
No. That's so sad. But anyway, what's up with the show? What's up with the show? How's that going?
Man, No Filter Radio on Blast Your Thoughts. You're saying it's still phenomenal. I'm still going. You're heading for my second year. You say where, all we do is support that underground hip-hop. You're saying 90% of the music on my switchboard is from people that either follow me on Reverb Nation or on SoundCloud, or I happen to run across their music on the internet. So you're saying if it wasn't for, R&B, I wouldn't know, I would never listen to the radio.
Right. Okay. So is that, you got any shows coming up? I mean, because I know you are an artist as well.
I am an artist. I actually had a show in April on April 10th. Shout out to Studio 8. You're saying it was phenomenal. They had like, the little smokes, and they had the laser lights, and I was in the middle of the dance floor. It was like, it was great. Shout out to the little chick that was in the front. I was, who let me wet her up with the water. But then, the dress code was you had to have on, she let me wet her with the water. But, the dress code was you had to. Oh, I'm going to tell you. It's just a participation. It's crowd participation. That's it.
With the water.
With the water.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But the dress code was, for the artists and for the people that were in the club, you had to wear a collared shirt, slacks, and church shoes, right? Dress shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So dance floor, water, and dancing, they all don't mix, right? So So shout out to my dude. I look like Big Daddy Kane with Scrap and Scoob when I slipped, but he caught me and he pushed me back up. So I look real fly when I did it though. But man, for y'all that don't know about Big Daddy Kane and Scrap and Scoob, y'all kill yourself.
Yeah,
eat some rat poisoning, shimmy up the Empire State Building, slit your wrist, and then jump off. If you don't know about Big Daddy Kane, Scrap and Scoop.
Yeah. Alright. Well, I mean, tell them when you're coming on your show, your radio show and everything.
Man, Blast Your Thoughts. We're on every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mondays is where we go hamburger, hashtag it hamburger, and I bring the fuckery out. It's all the fuckery. And y'all can follow me on Instagram, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. And if you're like, oh my God, how do you spell Dope Ass Music without any S's or C's? Man, that's DOPEAZZMUZIK. Know what I mean?
Right.
Already.
All right, I'm going to let you introduce your track.
Hey, so it's been a minute since, since my homegirl Fire Chick has been on. So this is. Hey, this is off my last mixtape, the California mixtape. This is Welcome to the Bay. Shout out to Young Jeezy for letting me, rip apart his beat. Shout out to Young Jeezy.
Uh-oh. All right, there it is. Air It Out Radio.
What it do? BMG. Yay! Dope ass music in the building. I come on the scene so fresh and clean in a box top chef, Kenny Apple Green. Stunting people out the driver's seat. Bay boys in the house, BMG. Dope. That's who I be, keep the bay on my chest like Ebody, keep a G-body, and extend the clip, girls get sprung when I extend the dick, let me get it, watch me rip it, food line, I want a meal ticket, come for a visit, it's so exquisite, from the town to the rich, we swing them shits, steady mobbing, keep the speakers throbbing, keep mask on like Batman.
vibing, girls always vibing, old school smiling, joking and stroking, sideshow Oakland. That's what we do, while yelling out, nigga, what it do? We act a fool, it's an attitude. You feel it when you hear this groove. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang, hit blocks on stock, chrome or go dang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, cause I don't give a what. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang, hit blocks on stock, chrome or go dang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what. I'm fall beyond ripped. I get good on a nigga if we beefin'. I'm feeling a little froggy as these bullets through the leaf. And we all run. Welcome to the bay. We split wigs to dig. Bring that push it this way, please. My niggas pack military artillery. You better fall back in the shade. You don't wanna feel the heat. You might as well go and let it swing. I be throwing up the knots. I'm doing the damn thing. I know you smell the rubber. I know you see the smoke. Sorta like the pussy out the real nigga pose. We upgraded from Buick LeSabre to Benzins and Lax. We making that paper, but we still ride them like the scraper. Finger fucking the streets, keep the middle for you haters.
Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang, hit blocks on stock, chrome or go dang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang, hit blocks on stock, chrome or go dang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what.
Welcome to the bay. Up and out of the old bitch ass missing. Shout out to Smooth. Shout out to Black. Shout out to Freddie B. Some of this dope. Next bottle's on you, my nigga.
It's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all tune in every Monday, 10 to 1. Smack.
Creeper, paying too much money for these pounds and I need to get them cheaper. And I'm bringing it on every track and I'm fucking up them features. My mind is right, my grind is tight, give nothing to them leechers. Time for me to step in the game, matter of fact, I think I'm running it. Not saying I'm the best though, but goddamn it, I'm one of them. Not only in my lyrics, right down to my delivery. Get Charlie Sheen up on your song, you bound to make some history. Any track, I give life, bad bitches, I give pipe. They say anything can go wrong, but all I know is get right. I'm not a bad rap, I'm an artiste. You know I like to perfect shit, but don't get it wrong. I get them bad quick, real fast, and wreck shit. Catch me on the wrong day, I resort to heavy valor. Stay on that PSP shit. I'm supporting everybody, just letting you know that I'm here to stay. And get that in your mainframes. You never catch me on the same shit, cause all I do is change lanes. Yeah, you know I'm about to tear it up. Come on, I said you know I'm about to tear it up. I'm about to tear it up. Don't you see me gearing up? Cause I'm about to tear it up. I said you know I'm about to tear it up.
Let they body fucking with me, I doubt it. I'd rather die like a soldier before I look like a coward. Get respect automatically, want the money and power. Got a flow at the floor, no bitches, money and flowers. I ain't talking about roses, thank the Lord that he chose us. The plucky upline, that's been yo, his last name Mendoza. Said he's sending them over, I'ma wake up the Folgers. The way young one from Jersey, 100 pounds in a rover. We gon' bump and we grind, till it's nothing the grind. Spread it out on the table, who shit is fucking with mine? Your shooters coming with Rugers, my shooters coming with bombs. Double jumps for the case, couple hundred a time. Go to war if it's petty, go to war if it's real. Go to war with whoever, just mean it's more than a kill. All that rapping you doing, gon' get you more than a deal. Had niggas come in your crib, early morning was still.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. All right, every Monday, 10 to 1. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Air It Out Radio and Fire Chick, F-I-Y. A chick with a K at the end. Alright, so shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. I got my last caller up here, and I'm going to get all into his business and see what's going on. Air It Out Radio 0616, what's going on?
None much. Same old.
None much. Alright, so listen, tell everybody who you are, first of all.
I go by the name of Boss Man from the Boss Man Entertainment.
Boss Man Entertainment. And where you calling from? Everybody knows.
I'm calling
from... I know you told me, but...
They're calling from Chi-Town, Chi-Rock, or whatever you want to call it. That's where I'm from.
Chi-Town. Okay. So what's your opinion about the whole, you know, sex tape or whatever? Would you do one to, you know... Put the stuff out there a little bit more.
No, I don't need to do that. I just got the women's around the city. They can go on and put me out there, so I don't need to get on no tape to make me look bad, because that look bad for anybody to be making, because everything should be done decent in order. And so, you know, back then, it didn't matter if you did one, because they didn't have the internet. But now they got the internet, so as soon as you do it, it's all over the world. So, no,
yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay. So what else y'all got going on, the whole entertainment and all that situation?
Well, you know, we try to stay busy. We try to, like, tap into every part of different industries that is. So, you know, we got... Boss Man Cartel, they're working on a project called Already Famous. Then we got a couple of books that we're working on the children's book after my niece,
really?
Called The Royal Family. Yeah. You know, it's more to entertainment. See, you know, most of these guys, they just only know music. And so that's
mm-hmm.
like, if you start a record company, you should be able to visual more than music. What if music don't pop off for them, because half of them got the
right.
And they ain't rapping
right.
about nothing, so you might as well take money and put it in other places to make money. And so
exactly.
we run like a banquet hall here in Chicago. So we got like 3 banquet halls that we run here, and we rent out to get money. And we still working on that Boss Man energy drink, although we got everything. But, you know, they're trying to ban energy drinks down here in Chicago. And
right.
then... We still do the radio station, and
okay.
we are still trying to build a media center for, like, recording. Like, you know, these kids down here, they bad. They real bad over here. I don't know about them other states, but every time you see it, 34 shot on Saturday, 56 shot last weekend. So, you know, they always shooting over in Chicago. So we trying to do something positive in the community by doing recording. Trying to help the ones that want to become recording artists, but everybody ain't going to be an artist. That's why you got, like, about 1 million people trying to rap and sing, but out of the 1 million, only a handful of them may make it. But
right.
you know, that's their dream, but still push the dream. And so we're working. We want to do our own independent movie before we, like, even try to get to mainstream. So we're working with a couple of producers here in the city, even though I was featured in the movie a couple of years ago, so we're trying to do that. So we want to tap into, like, every part of entertainment and education there is, so that we can say we did this, we tried it. And so that's what
right.
we're doing here.
Okay. All right, well, I don't want to run out of time, so I want to make sure I get your track in here. I finally found it. So I want to make sure I get that in there before the show is over. And I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce your Facebook, Twitter, and then go ahead and jump into the song.
Facebook is Boss Man. Twitter is Boss Man. Boss Man Cartel, Boss Man Entertainment, Boss Man Radio. And it's the same thing with Instagram. We want everything with Boss Man because we want to build that brand. And the name of that song is called On My Shit, produced by Vinay, the producer out of Canada.
Okay, there it is. Air It Out Radio.
Turn up time, follow me. Whoever's trying to turn up, follow me. I'm on my they worry about a second bitch, I'm on my shit. Turn up, they try to see who gon' be rich, I'm on my shit. Fucking bad tip, and they all hella thick. All I do is hit it quick. Be on me, I'm in here with. And we said it make a hit. Yo, girl, I love on my dick. All I know is get it rich. If you wanna fudge your money, gonna rub on your trick. If I could be anything, a bro nigga ain't it. I'm the heartbreaker kid. Something like Shawn Michaels. Got these bitches on my tail like we on a motorcycle. She think she hit the jackpot. Well, shawty must be sick, cause she can't get a dollar from me like I'm Jason Pitt. You ain't got to this bitch. Pay attention to the game, I'm coaching you like Papa Bitch. Got that ice up on my wrist. You can catch me on a mess. On my soul, I'm on my shit. And I ain't worried about the rest, cause you rockin' with the best. I'm always out here stunning, and it must be Illuminati, cause I'm making too much money. I'm on my about the money, then it's time to go. You ain't about the shots, you ain't pimping ho. Funny how the bread makes them hoes Timbo. Shout out to the fam, love my bro Timbo. You ain't with the clan if you ain't B.O. My chance is 10, but your chance zero. Call a kid a hero, how I'm saving dough. Fuck it off and then I re-up. Sit back, get my feet up, hey. If it wasn't for Jesus, no telling where I'd be. I'd probably be asleep, but right now I'm on my feet. Accounting to the money, what's happening don't remind me. Better be all you can be. Your money never ever rests, so I'm never sleep. Gotta get around the world, in between your pockets, girl. Loved ones, rest in peace, home we gotta eat. I'm on my feet, they worry about a second bitch, I'm on my feet.
Air It Out Radio, Star Trek Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website. Boss Man, you're going to kill me. I got you next week. Hit me up so we can get you in there, you know, and then I can finish the rest of your song. We toured the end of the night, and I like to appreciate everybody that, you know, amen, you hear the ladies giving me the countdown. So I'm going to let my boy, you know, kick his 16 because he's been sitting patiently. All right, drop that thorn. Drop drawing for me.
I said, you ain't about shit, you ain't about shit. You talk about stacking, you ain't about shit. I'm all about action, I be about shit. It be Young Town and I, my nation. You be hating, you black hating. Niggas talk like they niggas walk. Money's all and I got a ball. Yo, bitch, wetter than Niagara Falls. Tell ya, bitch, I go past the all like Eli Manning with his passing dog. Hating me, you impatiently. You better stay where your station be. You a fuck nigga, I don't give no fuck niggas, you waitin' be. I'ma stick where I gotta stick though. Yo bitch gotta get high, I get low. Y'all can't
okay. He was going there. He got his own music and everything. What the fuck? You go ahead. That's the first I've never seen nobody bring their own music to the set. Okay, that's the song. Yo, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in, babe. I'm so sorry I had to cut you off, all right? I'm so sorry. But I got to get up out of here, everybody. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. I love y'all to death. I'm out of here. Bye, chick. Air It Out Radio. Smack.